Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. High Upon Johnny has an update for us on the investigation into that Wisconsin school shooting.
At a news conference, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes said they're looking into the shooter's online activity.
Identifying a motive is our top priority.
Barnes also said no one was specifically targeted.
And everyone was put in equal danger.
News conference audio is courtesy of WKOW. I'm Haya Panjwani.
George Williams reports new seatbelt rules are in the works.
A warning sound will now be required if those riding in the front and rear seats are not buckled up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration finalized the rule Monday, which will also require longer warnings applying to unfastened front seat belts. The agency estimates the new rule will save 50 lives per year and prevent 500 injuries. George Williams reporting.
If you find yourself frustrated by flight delays during your holiday travels, don't feel too bad. It's even worse for two astronauts still stranded on board the International Space Station, and it just got worse, according to Ed Donahue.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams left for the International Space Station June 5th. There were problems with the Boeing Starliner capsule that got them there. The capsule returned to Earth in September without them.
90% of our training is preparing for the unexpected.
Wilmore says that's just the way it goes. NASA says the plan now is for them to return in late March or even April. Sonny Williams said back in September she loves it in space.
It's just fun. You know, every day you do something that's work, quote unquote.
SpaceX says it needs more time to prepare a brand new capsule for liftoff for the crew that will replace them. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, Dow futures right now up by 93 points. This is SRN News.
Hey, I want you to be realistic about December. We're going to have lots of treats, lots of temptations. It's got to be the worst month of the year in terms of eating right. But look, don't stuff treats, meats, and dishes into your mouth without Balance of Nature every single day. Balance of Nature is made from whole fruit and veggie ingredients, and you should not skip taking these daily supplements. I never do. So one thing I get right, because feeling good is important to me, especially in December. Join me in pushing back against the dreaded December crash. Get Balance of Nature today. Use the discount code Mike G, sign up as a new customer, and we're going to get you 35% off, plus free shipping and their money-back guarantee. This is an awesome December discount, but you got to use my promo code Mike G. Come on, join me on the Balance of Nature story. Call 800-246-8751 and use the discount code Mike G. 800-246-8751, discount code Mike G, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code Mike G to get 35% off, plus free shipping from Balance of Nature.
Bible.
Good morning. It's 6:03. Talk Radio 680. WCBM traffic and weather on the three starts us off. Chuck Whitaker, good morning.
Morning. Not too bad. Overall, the major highways are all clear. I want to give you a heads up if you're traveling on the Hanover Pike this morning, Route 30 in the area, Mount Gilead Road. There's a fire call on Mount Gilead Road back off of Route 30, so it's not going to be a problem per se for the Hanover Pike, but equipment is coming in from Carroll County and Baltimore County. They're fighting a fire in that area. So once in a while, you'll see a fire truck on that section of Route 30. The other story is for the east side of Baltimore County. Water main break this morning, some limited lanes at Eastern Boulevard at Diamond Point Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yesterday, temperatures were in the 60s. By the end of the week, 30s will be as warm as we get. We've got some rain on the way this afternoon, 52. Sunny tomorrow, 46. Friday, a shower or two, 42 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It is exactly freezing in Pikesville, 32 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, a bit warmer, 38. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore County Police are investigating a mass shooting that left one dead, nine wounded in the Parkville community. Police responded to the 8500 block of Lock Raven Boulevard at around 7:15 last night for a report of multiple shots fired. When officers arrived at the scene, they found one person dead at the scene, nine others injured. They were taken to area trauma centers for treatment. Two people dead. They were struck by an Amtrak train south of Baltimore Monday night. Police say the victims are a man and a woman, but their names have not yet been released. The Baltimore Bridge Relief Act is included in the proposed congressional spending. Maryland U.S. Senators Ben Cardin and Chris Van Hollen say Congress is committed to covering the full cost of replacing the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore that collapsed when it was struck by a cargo ship in March. And Maryland's GOP congressman has been elected or reelected as chair of the House Freedom Caucus. Andy Harris says it's an honor to continue to serve as chair, and the coming year will be pivotal. Currently, it's 6:05 on WCBM. Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 754. Your pick 4, 3882. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1979. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1979. That's 800-777-1979. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the Ravens sent a lot of guys to the podium yesterday in Owings Mills. None more blunt and to the point than Marlon Humphrey, who understands what surrounds this game Sunday against the Steelers.
No, this is big. This means a lot to a lot of people. It means a lot to me being here for a long time. And if you don't understand, the message will be very clear as the week goes on.
And the message is simple. Do your job, go 1-0. Bigger picture, a Steeler win, they win the division. A Ravens win, they clinch the playoffs, and they tie for the division with 2 games still left to play. College basketball came easy last night for the Terps in College Park.
Dump it down, Julian Reese, speaking of DMV natives. There's the Baltimore native going up strong.
Big Ten Network with the call. Reese, 1 of 5 players in double figures, led by Selton Miguel, the transfer from South Florida. 24 points. Maryland cruises over St. Francis of PA, 111-57. Elsewhere, the Yanks trade for Cody Bellinger. The Caps are shocked by the Blackhawks and addressing the elephant in the room. All coming up at 6:35. That is Stein on Sports.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. It is Wednesday, December the 18th, 2024. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliot.
Join the conversation at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Your top stories coming up in this hour, New York City's district attorney announcing charges filed against Luigi Mangione in the alleged murder of the United Healthcare CEO.
There is no heroism in what Mangione did. This was a senseless act of violence. It was a cold and calculated crime that stole a life and put New Yorkers at risk.
The head of the NCAA was up on the Hill yesterday talking with your senators, and Senator John Kennedy had a pretty trenchant question.
Why does the NCAA, why do you support allowing transgender women who are biological males to compete against non-transgender biological females?
But our top story last night in the Parkville area, right there at Lock Raven Boulevard and around the Oaks neighborhoods there, a mass shooting takes place in this area. Here is Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough.
It appears to be a mass shooting incident. We have multiple persons that are shot. Right now we're determining the circumstances and the conditions in this case.
Police officers responded to the area around 7:15 last night for reports of multiple gunshots, and when they arrived, they found multiple victims.
At this time, we have 10 individuals that have been injured. One's deceased, 9 were transported to the hospital.
And what's interesting to me is that Chief McCullough wants you to know this was an isolated incident.
There's no threat. At this time, we believe this to be a targeted incident, that it was isolated.
And Baltimore County Executive Johnny Zero showed up before he heads down to Congress to make this comment.
This is an incident that is shocking, particularly for those of us in Baltimore County. These types of incidents are unheard of here, and so it really shocks the conscience.
But is it? That's the question.
Yeah.
Is it shocking that Baltimore County, now we refer to as Baltimore City North, does it shock you? For the people who live in this neighborhood, I'm just curious, does it shock you? Look, anytime you have 10 people shot, it's a little bit stunning. But does it shock you? Because I have been told that I don't live in this area, but I do know people that frequent this area, and they say that they're always concerned about drug dealing. The neighborhood has gone down, as other parts of Baltimore County have, Middle River, Essex, this neighborhood. So there are hot spots, if you will, all around Baltimore County where Baltimore City North has the criminal activity has expanded. And what's interesting here is that a car was involved here, mm-hmm. and a car eventually, and we don't know if the car was shot at first, and eventually that caused the driver to flip the car because that ends up crashing into the Johnson Funeral Home, which is a former sponsor here at WCBM. I think the original owner ended up selling it before he passed. But so we don't know if it had anything to do with what was going on in the funeral home or this. They just happened to crash into the funeral home because of the shots fired. But that car ended up being fully engulfed in flames. Baltimore County Fire Department had to respond to the scene. But the question here is, are we shocked? I am not shocked by this kind of activity in Baltimore County. And for the chief and the county executive to suggest that we should be shocked, I think, is a little distressing.
I think it's a little surprising. I think they should probably just have said nothing. Sometimes discretion is the better part of valor. Say nothing and just let the story move forward. 6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker, good morning, bud.
Morning. We had a look just a moment ago through Annapolis. Everybody's good there coming off the Bay Bridge. Most of the traffic in the morning is westbound. I mean, we pay attention eastbound, of course, but not much traffic there. Westbound right now is clear at Ritchie Highway and the Severn River Bridge. And now we're over on 95 in Rosedale. There was a report that the express lanes are closed this morning northbound coming up from 895 and out towards White Marsh Boulevard. I know they're extending the express lanes out towards the Harford County line, so it may have something to do with that. They may be trying to get everything realigned and get everything open. But for right now, I don't see any traffic in the express lanes on the northbound side. We pray that we don't have any problems on 95 on the main line. So we'll keep an eye on that. Tunnels are just now beginning to see a little bit of a buildup southbound. The Beltway on the west side will start to fill in, of course, anywhere from 795 down through Frederick Road. And again, a heads up, if you're traveling on Route 30 on the Hanover Pike this morning, an active fire call that's actually on Mount Gilead Road off of Route 30, but equipment is moving in and around that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your weather channel forecast for this Wednesday. We're 1 week away from the Christmas holiday. Today, showers possible in the afternoon with a high of 52. Chance for some possible showers overnight. But dry and sunny tomorrow, but cooler, 46. Friday, we could see the rain return and a high of only 42. So up and down as, you know, if you don't like the weather in Maryland, wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
36 right now, clear in the city. It is 39 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. The most downloaded free app in the United States is the Chinese retail shopping app, Temu.
Hmm.
Have you ever been on Temu?
I think.
Yeah, it's like... It's like Amazon. If Amazon were a dollar store,
okay.
I mean, it's really cheap. I mean, you log on, Chuck's picture pops up.
That nice. Cheap? Oh, come on, that's incredible.
That cheap?
You could buy me for a dollar.
That's right. Holla for a dollar. Waymo's self-driving taxi was filmed getting stuck in a traffic circle. The autonomous vehicle kept going around and around and around. Lovely. Couldn't figure out which way to get out of the roundabout, which just goes to prove that these kinds of cars are actually driving like real people.
Yes.
Like Chevy Chase in European Vacation.
Right. Justin Timberlake suffered his own wardrobe malfunction when a tight-fitting harness he was wearing accidentally showed his embarrassing outline of his manhood. Embarrassing because people yes. remarked that he should still be in a boy band. That's all I'll say.
It was cold in there.
New real estate app is about to hit the market and boasts a feature that lists the political leanings of the people in the neighborhood. I'm figuring, how do they do this?
Mm-hmm.
The app determines the political leanings, apparently through satellite images, how many hybrid cars in the driveway versus Let's Go Brandon flags on the front yard. But
that's it.
Maybe they're getting access to voting records.
I'm sure they are. That's what I thought.
Well, you get access to registration, but right. not necessarily how they vote.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe that's how they're doing it, through voter registration.
But that registration, right.
In Maryland, that doesn't mean anything. Who knows? Michelob Ultra, now the number one draft beer in America's bars, beating out longtime favorite Bud Light.
Hmm.
You might say that Bud Light has transitioned.
Yes.
They are now the second most popular.
I like Michelob.
Ultra?
Ultra, yes. Yeah. Very nice. I like Flight, made by Yingling.
Yes, that is a good beer. Mm. It's a light beer. And the other one, a good one is
six or seven of those.
The other one, a good one is Corona Premier. If I've ever had that, but
that's another good one.
These are all beers I've not had.
Yeah, these are.
I feel like my education is not complete.
Yeah, well, they're lagers, but they're very light in carbs.
Yeah.
Evergreen Funeral Cremation and Reception, a funeral home in Columbus, Ohio, has obtained a liquor license. The first funeral home in the state to do so.
God bless them.
I mean, what's the downside?
Really?
Sleeping it off on the back of a hearse?
So, you have more than one stiff in the building.
Just hope you wake up before they... Well, never mind. New federal rule goes out today that an alarm goes off in new vehicles for anyone whose seatbelt is not connected in the backseat. Because, you know, in a hit-on crash, mm-hmm. the backseat people become front-seat people. So that's why they're saying.
Yeah, I have that in mind now.
Yeah. There is also a... What's next? Got to keep two hands on the steering wheel, otherwise...
Otherwise the alarm goes off. Don't change the radio station.
Yeah. There was a group years ago, back in the early 70s, had this top 10 song. You can't remember who did it. And they were one-hit artists.
Yeah.
I don't remember who did it.
Brewer and Shipley.
Brewer and Shipley, that's right.
Michael Brewer just passed away at the age of 80.
Wow.
That was the only song they ever had. In fact, Vice President Spiro Agnew tried to get the song banned because it was specifically referred to the duo as being subversive to the American youth because the song mentioned the word toke,
mm-hmm.
which at that time meant what?
Sure. Brewer? Smoking weed, man. Yeah.
Okay. Agnew was locked up with the word took.
Yes.
Nolo Kendendri.
Yeah. It's Nancy Opke.
Nolo weed. Best cities for Christmas list is in.
All right.
And the top five, Orlando number five, Vegas, Seattle, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Georgia, the top city for Christmas. They gauged it by how much you spent on Christmas decorations and the overall festivity or the festive nature of the city. So Atlanta finished one. D.C.'s in the top 20. Tampa was number 26. Where do you think Baltimore finished?
43rd.
97th. Yeah, 62.
Yeah.
Way back in the pack there.
Well, if they only just look at 34th Street, it would be cool.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, but unfortunately, you have the rest of the city, which isn't much festivity. Of course, you're dodging the bullets, which detracts, I should say, from
it
the
came
overall.
Up on my phone last night, and I said, what does this say? Multiple people shot. I said, oh, come on.
Yeah, there we go. So it's now Baltimore City North in Baltimore County. All right, Chuck, we'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It is coming up on 620, 20 minutes after the hour. More on this mass shooting in the Towson area. Get your calls and comments as well. Are you really shocked to learn that there was a mass shooting last night in Baltimore County? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
The Temptations and the Four Tops. Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore. Celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops. Plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale now at etix.com and the Lyric box office.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Six twenty-two, 22 minutes after the hour. Yes, we have the festive Christmas bumper music, but right now, people not feeling too festive in Baltimore County. County Executive and Congressman-elect Johnny Olszewski called the incident unheard of in Baltimore County and pledged his support in the BCPD in their investigation. Chief McCullough was blunt about the department's response to the incident, saying, "We will leave no stone unturned. We'll dedicate every available resource to this."
We don't generally see this type of thing in our communities in Baltimore County. This is an isolated incident.
But we do see carjackings. We do see people being gunned down in the Towson area and in Middle River and in Essex and in other spots over on the other side of the county. So I don't know why they keep saying this is now. Maybe it's because it's the number of victims this particular case. But I'm sorry, I'm not shocked. This is heard of. We see it on a regular basis. Crime increasing in Baltimore City North.
Yeah, it does happen. 623 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop is still okay. 795 down through Frederick Road. Filling in just a bit right around I-70. JFX is clear. Nothing major at the tunnels right now. Still moving freely both on 95 and at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Back up again. Just a reminder, if you're coming north today from the city, going out to White Marsh, the express lanes northbound 95 are closed. They're making the new change further up on the express lanes going out north of White Marsh Boulevard. So I think they're getting all of that ready to open up later today, maybe even this morning. But the express lanes northbound are not open. 95 right now is running with the lanes clear, heading up towards the Beltway. And then looking at the camera here above the Beltway, and so far we're doing okay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast. Today, showers possible in the afternoon and a high of 52. Chance for possible showers overnight. But dry and sunny tomorrow with a high of 46. Right now, clear 34 in Forest Hill, 37 in Pasadena. And again, this is, look, you never want to hear this in your county, in your neighborhood, but I've heard from those that grew up in the Lock Raven area in Parkville, in that part of Towson, et cetera. Lock Raven High School used to be a wonderful school, as did Delaney.
Yes. Yep.
And we're watching now as these public schools continue to worsen. The high school that my sons went to, Franklin, is also now moving in a different direction.
Yes.
So we're seeing now more crime. We're seeing more, of course, there are illegal alien children now that are going to school in many of these elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools, because the Supreme Court says they must be educated. Yeah. With some of that, we see gangbanger activity. MS-13 have not seen any TDA, Trinity Aragua, in any of these schools yet. But I just look at these neighborhoods, which was once considered, you lived on that side of the county. You lived in Timonium for a while.
Yeah.
It was a pretty safe place.
My kids went to Delaney.
Right. A safe place to live and grow up and raise children. And people are now saying no longer.
Well, it's interesting because when my kids went to Delaney, it was a very good school. And by and large, the officer was there, the school resource officer who was there. I had a normal day pretty much every day. I guess we can go there. They put in Section 8 housing right down the block. The composition of the school began to change. The problem with Section 8 housing is that the assumption is we'll move these people who have one set of values into a suburban area where they'll all of a sudden adopt a different set of values. That doesn't happen. They simply bring their values with them to the new neighborhood, and some of that includes gang activity and misbehavior.
Well, Paula, she has emailed into the show this morning, and she weighs in, and she's agreeing with you, Bruce. She says, why is Johnny Zero surprised this has happened when he made one of his goals to bring Section 8 housing to the county. Affordable housing. So this is what happens. Marty says, thank God we banned plastic bags. Hey, how about that Baltimore County Council? Yeah. With everything going on with carjackings and mass shootings and robberies and elderly people and women being accosted at Towson Town Center, we banned those plastic bags. Boy, we're a lot safer for it, aren't we? Y'all be real proud, Republicans and Democrats, at the Baltimore County Council.
But I really enjoy having those bags that I always forget in the car when I go to go grocery shopping, so I have to buy a new one. That's a special moment for
now,
me. Every
when you have, I don't know if all of these individuals were in the car or not, but when you have a mass shooting like this, this is usually, and Chief McCullough has confirmed that they all knew each other. So this is usually a
gang war,
turf thing, or it's usually a drug situation. And so so there's going to be retaliation.
Marty emails that in, by the way. He says, wait for the retaliation. Here comes the gang war. Notice they're not giving ages. These have got to be teenagers, I would suspect. And I would suspect that many of them are gang members, or all of them are gang members. Of course, that may be a little unfair to them, but we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. All right. About something else we were talking about. The listener says, one took over the line, the official song of Kamala Harris. and said, sadly, they don't sell flight in Maryland. They do. I have seen it at the liquor store in Hunt Valley next to Wegmans.
Oh.
So I have seen it there. I can't vouch to anybody.
I think it's called Hunt Valley Liquors. I think
that is Hunt Valley Liquors.
But it's doesn't clever name.
I think Wegmans owns it.
No, I don't think
or
so.
Or they run it?
No, I don't think so.
No, I thought they did.
No, I think that it's a standalone. They used to be on York Road in Cockeysville. They changed the name when they got up to Hunt Valley.
All right. I just for some reason thought that Wegmans, because their prices are very affordable.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I
it's
just
good
thought,
stuff.
Yeah, good, really good stuff. All right, there you have it. and yes, I do pay for my liquor when I go there. All right, it's coming up on 6:29. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cool. You just recently had some issues with your heat pump.
And it came yesterday and fixed it like in 20 minutes.
Is that right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. That's amazing.
Yeah, he really was. I mean, he spotted the problem right away. It was just marvelous. He came in, he said, well, this is the problem. It took around 3 seconds to fix what was wrong in the thermostat itself, and all of a sudden we have a warm house again.
Yeah. Yeah. Did he remind you you have to turn the thermostat on for it to work?
No. Oddly, the thing was set for a heat pump. We don't have a heat pump.
Ah.
We have forced air.
Okay.
So it was getting the wrong computer information, and it wasn't working efficiently because of that.
All right. See, that's what happens when you call Tim Kyle. They come right out to your house, fix your problem. Might be a good time for you to get that heat pump or forced air system checked out before the really cold weather. Winter's just a couple more days away. So call them today, 410-876-9404. They'll fix you up just like they did with Bruce and they did with me. 410-876-9404, online, timkylecompany.com. 630, now for your latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Mayor Ligabetta Westmore has announced nearly $51 million in funding to help reduce the number of vacant properties in Baltimore. The governor says in order for this to be Maryland's decade, it has to be Baltimore's time. And this historic investment will transform the city by addressing vacancy brick by brick and block by block. Maryland Department of Transportation has issued a request for proposals to provide up to 29 new electric vehicle charging stations as part of the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. Officials say this second round of NEVI investments will make $30 million in federal funding available to build charging infrastructure along 23 designated EV alternate fuel corridors. Ocean City Police have arrested a man after a deadly pedestrian crash on Monday. Investigators say the person was walking into the parking lot of a strip mall near 94th Street when an SUV turned onto Coastal Highway and the pedestrian reportedly made a gesture toward the driver. Police say, according to surveillance videos and witness statements, the SUV driver turned into the parking lot and intentionally struck the vehicle. Struck the victim. The driver then took off, arrested early Tuesday. 57-year-old James Johnson is now charged with first and second degree murder, first and second degree assault, and possession of a controlled dangerous substance. He is being held without bond. Kamala Harris was in Prince George's County yesterday addressing young voters at a speech in PG County. Her first major remarks since conceding the election to now President-elect Donald Trump in November. She said there's no mistaking that, quote, there is disappointment, but there's also resolve in the future. She called on Americans to stay in the fight as Trump prepares to return to the White House next month. It's 6:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. In 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1979. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979 or biglou.com.
Pick three lottery numbers, 754. Your pick four was 3882. And now it's 633. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Looking at the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County in the area of Good Luck Road, everything is well there. The outer loop is slow already from New Hampshire Avenue around to the Mormon Temple. That's the normal delay right there. It's affecting 95 a little bit at Cherry Hill Road. And never going to stack up. It gets busy on 95 south after Route 32, so that delay is already there. But everything is open as you're moving south from that point. Still nothing major with the lanes open, but a little more volume now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yesterday, temperatures were in the 60s. By the end of the week, 30s will be as warm as we get. We've got some rain on the way this afternoon, 52. Sunny tomorrow, 46. Friday, a shower or two, 42 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 in my garage after I overpaid for new blinds. I researched the industry, hired my mom, and 14 years later, we're one of the largest retailers of custom blinds in the U.S. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
You got to give it to Zay Flowers, I must say. At least he's honest. The Ravens wide receiver was at the podium yesterday in Owings Mills and was asked, after losing 8 of 9 to the Steelers, what is it about Pittsburgh that gives the Ravens trouble?
I don't think it's no trouble. I think we always have, I feel like, turnovers, missed kicks, like stuff like that during the game. So if we eliminate those, because we move the ball downfield. I know you see that, right? We move the ball downfield. We get across the 50. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just got to take care of the ball, make kicks, and try to put the ball in the end zone.
Take care of the ball and make kicks. The first time I've ever heard a Raven talking about making kicks. So just to recap, in game one between these two teams, 4 weeks ago, Ravens committed 12 penalties, turned the ball over 3 times, and Justin Tucker missed 2 field goals. The final score was Pittsburgh 18, Baltimore 16, a 2-point loss. Injury situation for Saturday favors Baltimore. DNPs yesterday included Nelson Agholor, Jalen Armour-Davis, and Deontay Johnson. Ravens can live with that. Pittsburgh, however, George Pickens, T.J. Watt, Deshaun Elliott, Patrick Queen, and Cameron Hayward among 7 DNPs. The most serious appear to be Pickens and Elliott. Baseball news, the Corbin Burns sweepstakes is narrowing down to 2 main suitors, according to CBS Sports. Giants and Blue Jays have the inside track. The Orioles and the Red Sox apparently are still in it. Elsewhere, the Yankees made a big move yesterday, dealing with the Cubs for former Rookie of the Year and League MVP Cody Bellinger. Yanks have also added left-hander Max Fried and closer Devin Williams since they lost out on Juan Soto. College Park last night, Terps had their way.
Near steal from Gillespie. Now he's got it. Loops it up to Rice. The hook pass and an easy finish plus a foul.
Big Ten Network with the call, 2 of 16 for Rodney Rice. 5 players in double digits in all, led by Selton Miguel with 24, and the Terps cruise over St. Francis of Pennsylvania, 111-57. Caps last night in Chicago, shocked by the Blackhawks.
Donato, Hawks apply some pressure now. Cuts in front! It's gone! Donato tucks it in! 2:18 to go! Hawks take the lead!
Call courtesy of CHSN, that's the Chicago Sports Network. Ryan Donato with the game winner as the Hawks come back from a 2-0 first period deficit, and they beat the Caps 3-2 last night in Chicago. Time now is 6:37 when we return analyzing Lamar.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
So just to go back before we talk about Lamar on the Zay Flowers comments, that's the first time that I've heard, I think anybody's heard, a Raven talk about missed kicks.
Yeah, I did notice he left out the fact that they got to either reduce or eliminate penalties. Yeah.
He left that out, but I articulated it. I mentioned that they have 12 penalties.
You're a good articulator.
Thanks, Bruce. I'll tickle you later. But listen, they don't usually say that. They don't usually go up on the podium and even go near missed kicks.
Right. It's usually we and it's us
and we have his back
because there's only one kicker
correct
on the team. So
now, as far as analyzing Lamar real quick, here's a theory that I have. The reason why Pittsburgh is his kryptonite, they let Lamar be Lamar and they prevent stuff. So here's what I'm saying. Lamar is going to make athletic plays. He's going to run around, he's going to do his thing, right? But Pittsburgh's defense plays, it lets everything play out in front of him. Instead of Lamar running around and making crazy plays, Lamar has to be patient against Pittsburgh. You literally have to take what Pittsburgh gives you. You can't try to be a hero. You've got to take the 3-yard run. You've got to take the 5-yard pass. You've got to take the dump off. Don't run around and try to hit him for 30 or 40 yards because chances are you're not going to find it, number one. Number two, over time, they're going to pick it off. They're going to sack you. You're going to hold. They force Baltimore to make these mistakes because of the way they play defense. I think Lamar has to complete completely rethink the way he approaches Pittsburgh.
No, you mean Pittsburgh has a unique ability to make Baltimore make mistakes and make penalties?
I'm not sure that it's a unique ability because Kansas City can do it too.
There are a lot of teams seem to be forcing Baltimore to get penalties.
But two things. A, Pittsburgh is extremely tactical, number one. Number two, they're extremely disciplined.
And well-coached.
Yeah.
Very well-coached.
But here's the thing. Lamar would argue that I've been making all these plays. When we're moving the football up and down the field, it's the mistakes. It's the penalties. It's the mental mistakes that in close games will make it. It's the turnovers, things of that nature.
The way that Pittsburgh plays defense makes you go the length of the field, and chances are you'll make a mistake. Chances are you'll have a penalty.
Well,
chances are you'll get a sack.
He's getting the big bucks.
Chances
so now, eventually, you're going to have to beat Pittsburgh, and you're going to have to win the big one for all that money.
You got to change your thinking to beat Pittsburgh.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Gary.
You got it.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Gary Stein, Stein on Sports, 6:39, 21 before the hour of 7 o'clock here on the Morning Drive.
Yesterday, Charlie Baker, who is the head of the NCAA, was up on the Hill talking with senators. Now, there are a number of cuts. I think it's some of them today, and we'll get some more with a different set of senators tomorrow during the same time slot. But he faced Senator John Kennedy, and Kennedy was pretty direct with him as far as his confusion, or at least apparent confusion, as to why the NCAA does what the NCAA does.
You don't think that a biological male has an advantage every time competing against a biological female. So why does the NCAA, why do you support allowing transgender women who are biological males to compete against non-transgender biological females?
Yeah, and Charlie Baker was weaselly during the entire interrogation with Kennedy and also with Josh Hawley and also with others. It was dodge, blame other people, and here's where it all started. I told John Kennedy, well, you see, it's because the federal government hasn't been clear on this issue.
Over the course of the past 2 years, five federal court cases involving this question. Let me finish. Five federal judges have all sided with participation as the standard. Under the current dynamic, there is not clarity on this issue legally.
Well, and actually, that's not true, what he said, by the way. This is not going in front of five different judges in five different cases. You've had preliminary hearings done, but that's about it. So he's kind of conflating a hearing with the actual decision from a judge, because there have been no judges who have said that, because we have this thing called Title IX that's supposed to protect female athletes in colleges. And it is simply not being done now because Joe Biden decided at the beginning of his administration to make trans women the same as women, and thus force the issue. Charlie Baker then told John Kennedy about, you know, the wonderful things the NCAA is doing. Kennedy had this reply.
Federal courts have already taken the position that they do have the right to compete.
Yeah,
five times in the past year and a half. You can disagree and be sued.
Why don't you demonstrate some leadership? Look, I'm sure the NCAA is a good organization. I just can't figure out what you folks are good for. I know you take in bucket loads of money. You make that money off the backs of these kids.
Yep, and that is the truth.
Yeah.
NCAA makes the money off the back of the student athletes. And he had one final suggestion for Mr. Baker before his time was up.
You folks at the NCAA don't do anything except sit there, watch, cash your checks, and suck on your teeth. Why don't you go to Amazon and buy a spine online and take a stand?
That was an understatement.
Buy one, get one free.
And that was just the start, Sean. Tomorrow, same time frame, we'll hear Josh Hawley go after him, because it's amazing.
Mention Chuck Whitaker, get a complimentary box on.
That's right. 6:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Yeah.
Actually, if you go WCBM right now, you can get two.
Oh, I see. That was a little zing there. It took me a minute.
What did you think he started with me? I'm sitting here minding my business.
Oh, of course you are.
I go to the men's spine house.
Of course you are. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, the erudite Chuck Whitaker.
Hello.
Hello.
Chuck Whitaker for the men's spine house. You have no backbone? Let's get away from that.
Where am I? Oh, the outer loop here at Hartford Road is filled in just a bit. Nothing major yet, but it's starting to slow coming over from Putty Hill towards Perrin Parkway. The west side now not quite back to 795, but almost in the next 5-10 minutes or so it'll be back there. So it's going to be 795 down through Frederick Road. JFX, you're still okay from Ruxton Road coming in, and now all the heavy traffic has arrived, and the morning backups are there at both the Harbor Tunnels, 895 around the Urban Avenue ramp, and 95 O'Donnell Street, Keith Avenue, into and beyond the Toll Plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Traffic is moving okay at the ramp at 95 Russell Street and 395. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The WCBM Weather Channel forecast, showers possible this afternoon, 52 showers overnight, but it will be sunny, dry, and cooler tomorrow, and 46. Right now, 37 and clear in Glen Burnie, and it is 37 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bubba Johnson.
Guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish. You better come out and stop me.
Get seriously excited. 9 new cereals that General Mills is introducing. There's Cheerios Protein. Really excited about that one.
Do they have a Cheerios Anti-Teen as well?
Shut up. Canadian Farm Fruit and Nut Granola. Canadian Farm Oats and Honey Granola. Cheerios Protein in Cinnamon. Cheerios Protein in Strawberry. And nothing really is really floating the boat here right now. Cheerios Oat Crunch Chocolate. Nature Valley Granola Dipped Chocolate. Nature Valley Granola in Dipped Salted Caramel. Strawberry Vanilla Chex.
No.
And then there's Bluey cereal. If you've never watched Bluey, that's the Australian kids cartoon. So.
Well, Chuck and I don't, but we're happy that you do so you can fill us in on what's going on.
Okay. I do. Watch Bluey. Believe me. I see Bluey, Paw Patrol, all of it now.
Oh.
With the grandkids.
Paw Patrol, too. Double threat.
Well, you have to watch Coco Melon.
This is what happens. Crispy chicken nuggets are coming to Taco Bell. They're getting into the chicken nugget craze, and so and rightfully so, because everybody loves chicken, apparently. Mysterious writing on Olive Garden breadsticks has TikTok
hold on a second.
Perplexed.
Mysterious writing on the breadsticks.
A TikTok user recently posted a video of a half-eaten breadstick with mysterious black markings on its side showing the letters O, K, alongside the number 6. The video racked up 4 million views. Okay? That shows you the attention span of TikTok, folks.
Right.
Yeah, so that there. Hey, sad news. Ruth Walsh, a local theater actress, has passed away. You probably don't know her name, but you know her from one phrase. More Parks Sausages.
Yeah.
That was the commercial that she was in. So, remember that? Park sausages?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, great stuff. Those park sausages. When's the last time you had some park sausages? You were smiling with fondness, I can see.
I can't remember for sure, but when I was at Channel 2, I think maybe, I have to check to see, because I might recognize the face, maybe she played my mom in a commercial that was done for Two's Company when I was doing that show.
Okay.
I can't remember for sure. But it would seem about right. I'll check online and see.
Yeah. So a local theater actress has passed away, Ruth Walsh.
What part did you play, Bruce? Were you ham?
Yeah. Yes. Half-baked, by the way.
No doubt in my mind.
That's right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. It's 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive. And by the way, for those of you who want to participate in the show, please do. All you have to do is give us a shout, 410-WCBM-680. All right. You heard from Charlie Baker. This is a different topic. Jillian Tett, she writes for British publications. She is a writer on economics and on what's going on, and quotes things that come out of left field for those of us who are Americans. But she's a British author, journalist, works for the Financial Times. She is an OBE, so she's been around for a while and gotten some good laudatory comments from the Queen and the King. And here she is on what's happening now that Trump is going to be the nominee.
Donald Trump's election has unleashed a
astonishing animal spirits. And by animal spirits, I'm referring to the economist John Maynard Keynes, who argued that when people start to feel wildly optimistic and confident, that basically causes them to spend more, invest more, hire more, and you get the self-fulfilling cycle of growth.
Yeah, it's hardly ever that somebody just casually quotes John Maynard Keynes in the middle of a comment, but she does with a great grace, as a matter of fact. And she says, what's going to be happening, what, not, they said nominee, I meant the president, by the way, what's going to be happening while Trump is president is, we'll have to wait and see. The optimism is there. Will his policies actually match the optimism?
The CEOs are acting like rational business people, saying, we want to be part of that. We want to be part of this growth story. What we don't know is what on earth is going to unfold in January, because the reality is that what Trump has actually said about the economy is very contradictory. And the question right now is, how is anyone going to actually resolve those contradictions?
Yeah, I don't see it as contradictory. She does, because the thing, they're working from an old paradigm when they say that kind of stuff, with the assumption somehow that if you say to somebody, either you behave in one fashion or we're going to put tariffs on your products, that that means automatically tariffs, automatically protectionism, automatically we're back in the 1930s when we were doing that kind of stuff overseas, for example, to the Japanese, which led to them participating in World War II. I think that's the wrong paradigm. Trump is using the threat of, and perhaps the actuality of, tariffs to encourage certain behaviors.
Yeah, but they're not blanket tariffs. They'll
Correct.
Be selective tariffs.
Very selective.
And again,
yeah,
it's just basically a negotiating tool. And in the art of the deal, we'll talk about him more on that coming up in our MAGA update in just a moment. Coming up next, new charges have been filed against Luigi Mangione in the alleged murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. And we'll talk about that. Don't forget the best, the morning drive, available each and every day. You can check it out, WCBM.com, and also on Rumble, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Are you currently of age and using your Medicare health insurance? Are you new or soon to enroll with Medicare? Confused with Medicare ads on TV for AEP 2025? Are you aware of the new birthday rule that allows you to save money on premiums with Medigap plans, no questions asked? Then call John Richardson, a local agent whose 17 years of Medicare expertise has been helping Medicare beneficiaries understand the choices that are guaranteed by Medicare at no cost to you. John gives you choices among Advantage, Medicare Supplemental, drug plans or extras with dental, vision, and hearing. Call 443-529-9109 or jsr-insurance.com or 443-529-9109.
JSR Insurance does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, JSR represents 15 organizations offering a total of 60 products in your area. Contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program to get information on all options.
The Temptations and the Four Tops. Friday, April 18th at the Lyric Baltimore. Celebrating 40 years of Temptations and Four Tops. Plus celebrating 60 years of the iconic hit My Girl. Reserve seats on sale now at etix.com and the Lyric box office.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
I ain't talking just a tease. People like you.
This is brand new for me. James Brown's Christmas.
Look at you. That's what it's gonna be.
Get back.
Can't be a Christmas unless you have a little soul with it.
It's great.
Good God.
Good God. Give me Christmas.
Let me kiss myself. You play this right before Whitaker. He gets all wound up.
Oh, yeah. Tell. Well, that'd be kind of fun.
He's probably listening right now.
Yes.
So
I'm sure he's going to be doing the traffic. Exactly.
There you go. Is. I knew it.
No, I can. Kiss myself.
That just triggers him. Every time we play it, I just knew what happened.
I'm anticipating that he's not going to
be. I spun around and damn near hung myself with my headphone cord.
I hate that when that happens.
I didn't get untangled. It was all.
We now anticipate you're going to be doing the traffic right now in your best James Brown imitation. 6:53. Here he is, the soul man himself, Chaz Whitaker.
What it is now on I-97.
What it is.
What it is. Another wreck.
We have one yesterday. Come on, cut it out. It's a clear road. It's a straight road. What the hell are you doing here? Southbound I-97, Benfield Boulevard, only the right lane is getting by. This is the second big wreck in the last couple of days going down through that area. So anybody south from New Cut Road, you'll be in a single lane to the right. You'll see all the flashing lights. Two or three police cars are already there. And a big delay southbound on I-97. Stay as far right as you can.
Get back.
Get back. Kill myself.
Good.
Too hot in the hot tub.
I like this as a traffic sounder.
I do too.
I feel good. No, you don't. Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes. James Brown and the Flames at the Baltimore Civic Center. Talk Radio 68. You know, I met him one time at WEBB.
Really?
He says, who are you? I said, I'm the token traffic guy.
Get back.
True story. He said, okay, you're good.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. All right, let's see. Where are we? We've completely lost control of the show now.
Yes, completely.
Showers possible this afternoon. 52, the expected high. And right now, 38 and clear in Pasadena. It is 36 in Owings Mills. Let's take a phone call here. Glenn in Easton.
Morning, Glenn.
Glenn could not hang. Call us back, Glenn. All right, so the suspected alleged UnitedHealthcare CEO killer Luigi Mangione now faces an 11-count indictment in the murder of Brian Thompson. The New York grand jury voted to charge Mangione. One count of murder in the first degree, two counts of murder in the second degree, and some additional charges. Here's the New York DA, Alvin Bragg.
Luigi Mangione, the defendant, is charged with one count of murder in the first degree and two counts of murder in the second degree, including one count of murder in the second degree as an act of terrorism.
Yeah, it's interesting, the act of terrorism, where does that come from? And technically, when you look at it, we don't know the motivation. I'm not going to speculate. There's been a lot of stuff written out there. I don't know for a fact. So, you know, it would just be pure speculation on my part. But under New York law, charges like that can be brought when an alleged crime is intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, influence the policies of a unit of government by intimidation or coercion, and affect the conduct of a unit of government by murder, assassination, or kidnapping, end of quote. So he's saying basically he looks to either intimidate or coerce the healthcare industry or maybe healthcare CEOs by sending a message in this alleged murder of a UnitedHealthcare CEO. So you're shaking your head. You don't agree with the charge?
I think it's an odd charge. It looked like a slam dunk at this point, from what we have seen so far, that there's plenty of evidence to take to trial on Luigi Mangione being guilty of what he is being charged with.
But it's a separate charge. It's a separate count.
Well, life in prison, how are you going to enhance that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's an enhancement. Fine. He's going to get life if he gets convicted, unless it's an insanity play or something.
Right. We'll get to that in just a second. Bragg said the hearings, there's a hearing scheduled tomorrow, and eventually it looks like Luigi will be extradited to New York.
The defendant is currently scheduled to appear in court in Pennsylvania on Thursday morning, first for a preliminary hearing on his Pennsylvania charges. Immediately to follow that will be an extradition hearing.
Jessica Tisch, who is also in the DA's office there, is really annoyed at the fundraising and the celebration and the lionizing of Mr. Mangione.
In the nearly 2 weeks since Mr. Thompson's killing, we have seen a shocking and appalling celebration of cold-blooded murder. Social media has erupted with praise for this cowardly attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, there are those that on the far left, and even some on the right, that are calling him a hero and his actions heroic.
There is no heroism in what Mangione did. This was a senseless act of violence. It was a cold and calculated crime that stole a life and put New Yorkers at risk.
Yeah. So, again, there's a lot of speculation as to why the back injury, the manifesto, and, again, a lot of this stuff until I see it in court. You know, it's hard to.
It's just speculative at this point.
Yeah, it is, and it's just it's a hearsay is what it is outside of the court of law. So I'm going to wait until stuff actually gets entered into evidence in a court of law. But what is clear here is that there is a fact that there are people celebrating this, that Ghoulish. Speaks to a very dark part of our culture right now. I understand there are people, and we talked about this yesterday. They have issues with the health insurance industry and the health care industry, two separate things. But you don't, because you disagree with somebody, go out and plan and target and murder somebody by shooting them in the back.
There's an overlay here. And the overlay is we're being told that speech is violence. Thus, violence is speech. And that's part of what's occurring here.
All right, if you're 62 years of age or older, own your home, you might be feeling the strain right now of everyday expenses or monthly bills like mortgage payments, credit card debt, you name it. Look, it's tough to enjoy the retirement you've worked so hard for when your finances are tight. That's where my good friend Mark McVeary at Reverse Mortgage Answers can help you. With over 30 years of experience, Mark has guided countless homeowners to options that make life more enjoyable, more affordable in their golden years. With Mark's help, you can eliminate monthly mortgage payments. You can pay off your credit card debt, free up cash for what matters the most, like traveling, helping family, simply enjoying life, or spoiling those grandchildren. And the best part, Mark makes the process simple. He'll answer all your questions, no pressure, just honest advice to help you decide what's right. So why keep worrying? Call Mark, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070. Take control of your finances and enjoy the retirement that you deserve.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Three people were killed in that shooting at Abundant Life Christians in Madison, Wisconsin. That's for grades K through 12. Had a news conference yesterday. Police Department Chief Sean Barnes clarified via WKOW-TV that they accidentally reported earlier a second grade student had made the 911 call.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grader.
Turns out it was from a second grade teacher. At the FTC working on new rules to protect from junk fees.
Consumers often see advertised prices for hotel rooms, short-term rentals, and tickets to sporting events and concerts, only to be surprised later by so-called junk fees. That's according to the Federal Trade Commission. Those fees could include things like resort fees, cleaning fees, processing fees, and other miscellaneous extra charges. But this new rule requires businesses to clearly and conspicuously share the true cost, including all mandatory fees when they display any pricing for lodging or events. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Ed Donahue reports man has been found guilty in the murder of Cash App founder Bob Lee.
The verdict was guilty of second-degree murder for Nima Momeni. He had claimed self-defense that Lee was the one who attacked him with a knife, angry after the tech consultant chided him about spending more time with his family instead of searching for a strip club that night. Lee's death raised doubts about public safety in San Francisco. Brooke Jenkins is the local DA.
We are a city committed to accountability. We are a city committed to public safety.
Brother Tim says justice was done.
What we wanted the outcome for this trial to be, doesn't matter whether it's murder one or murder two, it was that Nima Momeni is not, that Bob's kids do not have to see him on the streets again.
He could get 16 years to life in prison. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Relief.
This Christmas, gather your loved ones as we at TBN celebrate the birth of Jesus. Enjoy powerful performances by Four King and Country, Matthew West, Danny Gokey, and Natalie Cranes. Along with inspiring messages from Joel Osteen, Rick Warren, Max Lucado, and others.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Tune in or stream meaningful programming anytime on the TBN Plus app. Visit TBN.org to learn more and make TBN part of your holiday tradition.
Com.
703, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
This is a big backup on I-97 southbound, and it's still down to one lane. The wreck is southbound after I-97. Dead straight roadway. Just can't figure it out. There's a vehicle off into the guardrail. A couple of police cars in the center in the left-hand lane, and it's a single lane to the right. The tail end of the backup already is back to New Cut Road. Even the northbound side is looking at it just a bit, so be prepared for that. Typical ride on the Beltway. Nothing major yet. Both the tunnels with the heavy traffic south coming in from the city-county line into the Fort McHenry Tunnel and also on 895. And I think Baltimore County just went out to a wreck in Randallstown at Liberty Road at Brenbrook Drive. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yesterday, temperatures were in the 60s. By the end of the week, 30s will be as warm as we get. We've got some rain on the way this afternoon, 52. Sunny tomorrow, 46. Friday, a shower or two, 42 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temps right now, pretty moderate. Right now you have 32 degrees in Aberdeen, and in Ellicott City, it's 31 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. 704, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Baltimore County Police investigating a mass shooting that left one dead, nine wounded in the Parkville community. Police responded to the 8500 block of Lock Raven Boulevard about 7:15 last night for a report of multiple shots fired. When officers arrived at the scene, they found one person dead at that scene. Nine others injured. They were taken to area trauma centers for treatment. Two people dead. They were both struck by an Amtrak train south of Baltimore Monday night. Police say the victims are a man and a woman. Their names have not been released. None of the 161 passengers aboard the train were injured. Amtrak says it is working with local police to investigate the incident. The Baltimore Bridge Relief Act is included in the proposed congressional spending. Maryland U.S. Senators Ben Cardin and Chris Van Hollen say Congress is committed to covering the full cost of replacing the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore that collapsed when it was struck by a cargo ship in March. And Maryland's GOP Congressman Andy Harris has been reelected as chair of the House Freedom Caucus. Andy Harris says it's an honor to continue to serve as the chairman, and the coming year is going to be pivotal. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Pick 3 lottery number 754. Your pick 4, 3882. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1979. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1979. That's 800-777-1979. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So how will the Ravens crowd at M&T Bank Stadium react to one Patrick Queen this Saturday, who traded his black and purple for black and gold this offseason? Well, he was at the mic yesterday in Pittsburgh saying it really doesn't matter.
I'm over it. It's a new team. We touched the playoffs a lot, and you know, there's bigger things to look at down the road. But you know, right now, this is a big game. It's a division game. You know, it's a chance to get t-shirts and hats. So, you know, that's... I'm all for it. I'm all for the rivalry and all that stuff, but I'm over the whole my old team stuff.
Vegas has opened the Ravens as a 6.5-point favorite in this game, which to me is shocking. 66.9% chance of winning the game outright. Let's see how much money comes in on Pittsburgh and how that reflects the odds later in the week. Sources close to Michael Vick have told ESPN's Pete Thamel, notice not Adam Schefter, that Michael Vick will accept the head coaching position at North Norfolk State University. New Oriole catcher Gary Sanchez met the media yesterday for the first time, communicating through his translator.
No, me gusta la química que yo tiene.
Well, I think they have really good chemistry, and for me it's an honor to be a part of this team now. They have a lot of great young talent, a really exciting group, and I'm just looking forward to going out there and helping any way that I can to support this team and help this team win.
Sanchez signed for 1 year, replacing James McCann. On the hardwood, Maryland cruises over St. Francis, 111-57. Up next, Syracuse on Saturday at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Coming up at 7:35, RFK may be back in play. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Maroey and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And I want you to capture this visual. Bruce Elliott dancing the Christmas polka.
Oh, yeah.
All through the studio and through the hallways here at WCBM Radio.
Yeah, sure. Come on, Sven. Come on, Ollie. Come on, Lena. Let's go out and dance.
Or maybe just the Bruce Elliott dancing. I don't know. The polka might be a little
horrifying
too much.
Enough.
Yeah, exactly. Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Come on, Lena. Let's dance.
99.9 FM in Hartford County. Your top stories coming up this hour.
Later on this hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Stephanie Ruhle says, hey, I just picked up the phone and called Trump and he answered.
I rolled the dice and I called him on the phone. I called for one reason. I said, you just said a whole bunch of public things. I'd like to sit down for an interview with you. We got 5 days before the election.
Big news. Congressional committee yesterday is referring Liz Cheney for criminal prosecution.
When you break the law, that means you go to jail and you serve.
But let's start with this. More news on the border. While we're focusing on drones and on everything else that's going on in this country, very quietly, Joe Biden has said, let's go off and sell all that stuff that's lying out in the desert that's supposed to be a wall. Why would he do this would be a fair question. Because once Donald Trump becomes president, you know damned well, he's going to finish the wall. Which means once Joe Biden has sold off some of the stuff, U.S. taxpayers are going to be on the hook to go out and buy it all over again. I mean, think about the logic here. So what's Biden doing? He's just screwing with Trump.
Once again, these individuals are showing their hatred towards Trump is bigger than their love to America or to the citizens, because what's happening? They're selling this off knowing full well that the administration is going to come on saying that they're going to finish off the portions of the wall that weren't finished, but now the material's gone. So now they have to buy material once again. Who's the one that's going to have to pay for it? Obviously the taxpayers. And it falls on the hands of this administration.
That's Art Taquito, the VP of the Border Patrol Union. He went on to say that, you know, there's nothing wrong. They're saying, oh, they're old. They're lying out there in the desert. They're probably rusty and terrible. He said, wait a minute now. This is exactly the same stuff that's already standing there as a wall.
I've heard some experts or so-called experts say that the material has been old. It was out in the desert just like the fence has been up in the desert, right? The only difference, this is laying down. All they had to do was finish off the footing and put those panels back on. There's nothing wrong with it. They could use it. So they're just going to use excuse after excuse to destroy and hand over a dumpster fire.
Yeah, dumpster fire. Hey, we got these great prices on a wall so that you can then turn around and sell it back to the government. I mean, this
Time out. It's us.
It's us.
We're the government. So taxpayers have already purchased.
Right. We paid for this stuff.
And now they're auctioning it off, and 40% of it is gone already. 5 cents on the dollar. $0.05 on the dollar, and now they want us to go back and repurchase something we already paid for. This is criminal. This is how spiteful Joe Biden and this administration
Absolutely.
And Mayorkas is. And I think there should be a full-scale investigation into this, and people should be prosecuted for whatever the charge is for financial misconduct, deception, embezzlement, whatever.
Well, I think DeQuadro is right when he says that they're showing that they hate Trump more than they love the country.
Right.
This is financially, fiscally, completely irresponsible, and is done out of spite. I mean, why wait until now to do it? If he wanted to do it 2 years ago, we would probably talk about it, but he could have done it 2 years ago. But instead, he waits till now.
He's trying to do the same thing with entrenched federal employees. He's trying to do the same thing with our LNG contracts. This guy is laying proverbial landmines for the Trump administration. And this is un-American, and that's the reason why Joe Biden is the worst president in the history of the United States.
Jan 20 can't come soon enough, Sean. 7:13 right now. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Tall, tan, rested, and ready to either do the traffic or to golf. Chuck Whitaker.
Or both. You never know. I-97 now, the wreck is in the median. They've opened up all the lanes. Could be a little bit tight here in the left-hand lane southbound of Benfield Boulevard, but we're moving again with the lanes open. The backup, though, is still back even to and beyond the ramp at New Cut Road. So south of Route 100, pay attention. You'll have the brake lights there slowly trying to get back to normal. We'll go back and revisit that. Both the tunnels are backed up. 95 now is backed up to Moravia Road. 895 is backed up to about Pulaski Highway. So right now, both the tunnels, anywhere from 20 to 25 minute delays. Southbound with the lanes open. 95, Russell Street, 395, the lanes are open. That exit ramp from 95 that takes you onto Russell Street and out onto the BW Parkway. Pretty slow on that ramp. That's a single lane ramp, but the parkway was clear after Westport and then heading south towards the Anne Arundel County line. Just a reminder, the express lanes are closed this morning. They're doing the realigning and getting ready to open up the new lanes, but the express lanes from the city-county line are closed all the way out to White Marsh Boulevard. Everybody this morning is on the regular lanes of I-95 northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it is going to be, maybe some showers possible this afternoon, 52. Chance for overnight showers again, but tomorrow, sunny, dry, and cooler, 46. Right now, clear, 39 in Annapolis, and it is 37 in Severn. And time for our MAGA movement update.
So I want to thank the American people for the extraordinary honor of being elected your 47th president and your 45th president. And to every citizen, I will fight for you, for your family, and your future.
All right, again, fresh off his triumphant win over ABC and Georgetown. On top of this, President-elect Trump is going to full throttle to defeat one of America's greatest threats, the enemy media. Trump announced the other day he'll be suing media outlets such as the Des Moines Register and CBS's 60 Minutes for interfering in the election.
I'm doing this not because I want to. I'm doing this because I feel I have an obligation to. I'm going to be bringing one against the people in Iowa, their newspaper, which had a very, very good pollster who got me right all the time. And then just before the election, she said I was going to lose by 3 or 4 points, and it became the biggest story all over the world.
You ever read The Art of the Deal, the Trump book? The negotiations are always ongoing. You never stop negotiating is one of Trump's tenets and beliefs and principles when it comes to cutting deals. So the Japanese CEO of the company, investment company SoftBank, mm-hmm. was in town the other day, and they had already cut a deal that he was going to invest $100 billion in the U.S.
And for AI.
Right, and create 100,000 jobs. And in the middle of the press conference, and the guy gets up there, and Trump talks about sweetening the deal.
I'm thrilled to announce that SoftBank will be investing $100 billion in America, creating 100,000 American jobs at a minimum. And he's doing this because he feels very optimistic about our country since the election. And many other people are also coming in with tremendous amounts of money.
And then he also said that he would be willing to double it. That would take that $100 billion to $200 billion in the middle of the press conference the other day. So just incredible art of the deal on the part of Donald Trump. As to the auctioning off of the border wall that we have been discussing.
We ordered an additional 200 miles of wall. It's very expensive. And now it's about double the price of what it would have been 6 years ago. And the administration is trying to sell it for 5 cents on the dollar, knowing that we're getting ready to put it up. And what they're doing is really an act. It's almost a criminal act.
I think he's right. And I think there should be a full-scale investigation into this financial mismanagement on the part of the Biden regime. Over 120 retired generals and admirals come out in force to support Pete Hegseth for SecDef. We hear tomorrow on the bag update, what Trump has to say about the Hegseth nomination. Looks like he's going to be clear sailing. Lindsey Graham said it's done. He's going to get confirmed. The latest one they're focusing their targets on is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yep, he's next.
Yesterday, did you see the gaggle of cheerleaders, advocates, and the Biden bootlickers in the press? They were all crowded around RFK Jr. They're out for blood. So it's
they keep trying to find blood someplace.
They're going to try to find it. And again, look, he's been an open book as far as his past and everything else. And, I would be shocked if there was anything new that we would learn because, going through the campaign, they pretty much fired all their guns at once. And, comes a song phrase comes to mind on that. What is that? Steppenwolf, isn't it? Born to be Wild?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Trump wants to fire federal employees who refuse to return to working in offices. And that's one way you get rid of the federal employees who don't want to come back to work. You just want a remote? You can be on remote permanently.
Permanently. Seems fair. And they're anticipating that. I mean, that's part of what Vivek and Elon Musk have talked about, is they anticipate, because they've seen it happen in other industries, we tell people, no more working remote. It's time for you to get back here, get to your desk, and get to work. But if you're paying an awful lot of money for empty office space right now, then Trump should go full steam ahead on that.
Yeah. And Trump is taking on pharmacy benefit managers, saying, quote, we're going to knock out the middleman. He is going to try to lower the overall cost of prescription drug prices by knocking out the PBMs. And in case you're not familiar what a PBM is, that is a company like Caremark, Express Scripts, Optimum Rx. These are middlemen that drive the price of prescription drugs up because they're taking their profit from the whole process. And Trump thinks, and Speaker Johnson's online on board with this for once, that if you knock these guys out, it's going to lower the overall drug prices.
I'm glad you clarified that, because I thought the PBM was a peanut butter and monkey sandwich. So it's
peanut butter marshmallow is much better option than monkey, believe me. 33 days to go.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have. This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
By the way, Bill O'Reilly joins us at 8:07 this morning, so stay tuned. Bill will be with us and tell us when he thinks the election was won and what happens to the Democrats next. It's all coming up at the top of the hour with Bill O'Reilly here on the Morning Drive.
I guess they're done rending their shirts. That's the first lesson. They're tearing the sleeves off of the shirt. Folks, I'll tell you, I've had dealings with waterproofing for a number of years now, and they've come to my home, and they've done amazing work. They took care of putting in the gutter guard, so I no longer have leaves clogging up my gutters. They took care of some of the stuff I had in my ridge vent, and they did all kinds of great work right around my chimney. And I have to tell you, if you have stuff that you have to have done around your home, or maybe you need a new roof, call somebody who's been at it for a while. They really know what they're doing, and that's Wallace Roofing. They've been around for like 90 years. It's really astounding. If your roof is leaking, if you have damage from a storm, if your leaks, lost shingles, gutters, downspouts, you may need to either repair or replace your roof before
before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. They'll also work with your insurance company. Wallace Roofing in business now for over 92 years. They are your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. Residential and commercial roofs, they do not use subcontractors. It's all them. And I tell you, it's important to get not just the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price. Wallace Roofing, privately owned, 0% financing available. If your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, MHIC number is 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them anytime of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning at 7:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop delay is there. It's the usual backup, 795 down to Frederick Road. The inner loop at Green Springs is not bad. The Parkville side, a little slow. Hartford Road over to Providence Road. JFX up to this point still looks good. Coming down through the city county line, the backup has moved down just a bit. One point it was back to I-97 at New Cut Road. They're still working on the wreck at Benfield Boulevard, but they're in the median, and traffic is slowing southbound right there at the scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And we would like to wish the better half of Chuck Whitaker, his lovely bride, Debbie Whitaker, a happy birthday today. Mm-hmm. Today is Debbie's birthday, so happy birthday, Deb.
Yeah.
Again, she wasn't expecting much. She told me that she's expecting Chuck to stop off at the gas station on his way home to get her a birthday
sushi
present.
Now, see, that's fake news. Last year, I got her a broom. This year, I got her an engraved dustpan.
You are such a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's written. That's
monogrammed. Very nice. Come on.
Right. There is nothing that women like more for presents than
power tools.
Is it
true that you painted her toenails TGIF?
Yeah, toes go in first. Don't try to get past me, Casey. You know you can't do that. I might be old, but I still got it.
You do still have it.
Yes.
It clears up with soap and water as well.
I understand.
It's a great meme. Waitress doing her job is in the top half of the meme. And on the bottom is a picture of Chuck that says, I still got it.
I told you to stay out of this.
Anyway, happy birthday, Debbie.
Yes, Dad.
Happy birthday, hon.
Chuck, see you in a couple. All right, showers possible this afternoon. High of 52 right now. 37 and clear in Columbia. 37 in Glen Burnie. You're on the morning drive.
All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More from Alda Cueto, the VP of the Border Patrol Union, in talking about when Donald Trump decides to put the pressure on foreign countries because they're sending us trash, that they will listen or they're going to have a consequence they have to face.
When you start threatening these people with some type of tariff or something, even to their executives, and canceling off some of their visas, maybe some of their leadership, I think they'll come around. Things are still laying out, right? So he hasn't taken over office, but as we saw the president of Mexico, she dug her heels in, but once she saw the reality and some of her advisors told her, hey, hold on, she has since changed her position and she's willing to work with the United States. I think we're going to see a lot of that once Trump actually takes over office.
And Sean, that's what we've been talking about. The use of a potential tariff as a tool role to help persuade the individual on the other side of the table to lean in your direction rather than away from you. It clearly worked with Mexico, and he will apply this very selectively with other countries as well, not just on this issue, but on a number of issues across the board. And Dakota doesn't say one thing, by the way. You've got, what, 31, 32 days left until January
20? 33.
33 days? Well, then in the next 33 days, anticipate there is going to be a run for the border.
You're seeing the numbers go up again in certain spots. And again, as we've said many times before, the big issue, I've been preaching about it, is the gotaways. The gotaways are the big issue. When it's so simple to come across, ask for asylum, knowing you're going to get released, you have to wonder how bad are the intentions of those that don't even want to be noticed coming in, or how bad is the criminal background on those individuals. So, yeah, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard these next several weeks before he takes office.
Yeah, think about that. And he's right about this. When they know, all they do is show up and say, asylum, 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 and Joe Biden's policy is, yeah, that's cool, come on in. Then how bad a character do you have to be to be a gotaway, to try to sneak across without being seen? It says something about the individuals that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have been letting into our country for the last 4 years.
Yeah, well, some, of course, are getting in without an encounter, as you say, the gotaways. Others are getting in and being,
pass through.
And catch and release. And in the last week or so, the three stories, one, another Houston girl was killed by an illegal alien, in addition to Jocelyn Don Gray. You've heard her name before.
Yes,
so the murder of American citizens continues under the Biden-Harris regime. Police arrested 14 people from Aurora, Colorado apartment complex taken over by the Tren de Aragua gang. And they were tortured residents were found tied up and stabbed inside the apartment where these 15 were holed up. So they were beating up and torturing people in Aurora. And the new Center for Immigration Studies survey is out. How many illegal aliens reside in sanctuary jurisdictions? A bit more than half. 8 million, according to this survey. 8 million illegals living in sanctuary cities like Baltimore.
Yeah, it's not going to last long, folks. Happy holidays to you, by the way. It's a perfect time to talk about Rescue Natural Supplements and their Deck the Hall sale. Right now, you can save up to 78% on exceptional natural supplements for every area of your health. From essentials like omega-3s and probiotics to cholesterol support, natural pain relief, and more. And the best part, over a dozen health-boosting rescue products, all marked down under $20. Get started or stock up today. Call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And speak with a rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. With Rescue, you can reinforce your immune system, boost energy, reach your health goals. Again, no code needed to save up to 78% site-wide. So get a head start on your health. Visit res-q.com today.
It's 7:30. Coming up next, Maryland's budget battle and how to close the gap. $3 billion budget deficit in the future. Latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. These headlines are being brought to you by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call Dr. Lizier today, 410-356-7799. Or send a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. Maryland Governor Wes Moore has announced nearly $51 million in funding to help reduce the number of vacant properties in Baltimore. The governor says in order for this to be Maryland's decade, it has to be Baltimore's time. And this historic investment will transform the city by addressing vacancies brick by brick and block by block. The funding through the Baltimore Vacancy Reinvestment Initiative is expected to transform at least 5,000 vacant properties into home ownership or other positive outcomes. Maryland Department of Transportation has issued a request for proposals to provide up to 29 new electric vehicle charging stations as part of the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. Officials say this second round of NEVI programs will make $30 million in federal funding available to build charging infrastructure along 23 designated EV alternative fuel corridors. Ocean City police arrested a man after a deadly pedestrian crash on Monday. Investigators say a person was walking into a parking lot of a strip mall near 94th Street when an SUV turned onto Coastal Highway, and the pedestrian reportedly made a gesture toward the driver. Perhaps it was a Nelson Rockefeller wave. Police say, according to surveillance videos and witness statements, the SUV driver turned into the parking lot
and intentionally struck the victim. Driver took off but was arrested early Tuesday. 57-year-old James Johnson is charged with first and second-degree murder, first and second-degree assault, and possession of a controlled dangerous substance. He is being held without bond. 7:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again. Pick three letter numbers, 754, your pick 4-3882. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
New problem, I-95 southbound Howard County before the bridge here at Montgomery Road. So it's south of the Patapsco River Bridge. Several vehicles are involved. The front of this one car is completely just torn off. The bumper's laying in the roadway. There are vehicles in the center and the right lane. Fire department just arrived now. So now we're getting two lanes by to the left. There comes the medic unit. So it's going to be a big delay here on 95 as you're heading south from the airport cutoff. It's going to back up very quickly, and if this stays here for a while, one point we're going to be backed up on 95, probably back to the Beltway. So right now we'll think already about could we get over to Route 1 or the BW Parkway southbound. But if you're in the backup south on 95, you're going to need to stay to the left-hand side as far as you can. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yesterday, temperatures were in the 60s. By the end of the week, 30s will be as warm as we get. We've got some rain on the way this afternoon, 52. Sunny tomorrow, 46. Friday, a shower or two, 42 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So what's changed for the Ravens from 4 weeks ago that can change the recent results of this rivalry with Pittsburgh? Well, start with a healthy Michael Pierce in the middle of the defensive line, stuffing the running game, and continue with the eyes and influence of defensive consultant Dean Pease. But Marlon Humphrey hit the essence of it yesterday in Owings Mills.
If I had to just pinpoint one thing, I would say it's putting Kyle back there at safety. He's just different. His play, obviously, you guys see the play, but the communication, getting guys right. I mean, there's plays that I'm on the field. I get the call, ask Kyle, what do I do in this call? I hear some Kyle give somebody else, what do they do in this call?
He does it all. With Kyle Hamilton back there, the Ravens have given up 5 points less per game on average. The NFL schedule for Week 17 just underwent a major makeover. So not this week, but next week. It'll be a Saturday triple header now. I love that. Chargers at Patriots at 1 p.m., Broncos at Bengals at 4:30 p.m., and the Cardinals at the Rams at 8:15 p.m. It also affects the Sunday schedule, with the big news being the Commanders are now in prime time. They'll host the Falcons at 8:20 p.m. on NBC. First 10 minutes were tight last night in College Park, but after that, the college basketball was easy as a Sunday morning for the Terps.
Dump it down, Julian Reese, speaking of DMV natives. There's the Baltimore native going up strong.
Big Ten Network with the call. Julian Reese, one of five players in double digits, led by Selton Miguel with 24. Maryland Cruz is over St. Francis of Pennsylvania, 111-57. Local college basketball, Robert Morris scored the game's final 8 points to pull out a 68-67 win over Towson last night. Despite a career-high 30 from Tigers guard Tyler Tejada, the loss was Towson's sixth in a row. High school, Omar's coming. That is Omar Smith leading City with 25. The Knights beat Lake Clifton 70-59. Baseball news, the Corbin Burns sweepstakes Leagues is narrowing down. Two main suitors now, according to CBS Sports. It's the Giants and the Blue Jays have the inside track. Orioles and Red Sox are still in it, apparently. Elsewhere, the Yankees with a big move yesterday, acquiring former Rookie of the Year and League MVP Cody Bellinger from the Cubs. So after losing out on Juan Soto, New York has now added left-hander Max Fried, closer Devin Williams, and now Bellinger. And finally, on the ice last night in Chicago, the Caps fall to the Blackhawks. Chicago scoring 3 third-period goals to beat the Caps. 3-2 was the final. Time now, 7:37. When we return, a possible return to RFK.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
I was never a Redskin fan. I am not a Commanders fan, but I have seen games at RFK Stadium, and that is one of the greatest places to watch a game.
It was. As a former season ticket holder, you would go there, and the place would shake, literally.
Absolutely.
The stands with people jumping up and down. I do remember the playoff game against the Atlanta Falcons one year where it was a seat cushion game. Seat cushions were just, they gave out seat cushions, and they went flying. It looked like it was,
thank God they didn't give you bags.
Exactly. It looked like it was a great place, a great venue. And of course, those were the glory years. But now it looks like they'll be returning that site. RFK will be raised.
Right.
And they'll build a new stadium complex there as soon as they finish negotiating their exit from Maryland.
So what does it mean economically then for the state of Maryland if they lose the Commanders, the game day revenue, et cetera? And what happens to the stadium?
I think two things. One, I think the game day revenue, you're talking about 8 to 10 events a year. Okay.
Yeah.
They're going to
property Redskins, taxes.
Well, yeah, but the Redskins now are committing that they're going to work with Prince George's County and helping to develop that area because it is now basically going to put housing in there and there's going to be shopping complexes and things of that nature. This is a metro stop right there at the end of the where Central Avenue comes into the main road that goes into the stadium. So I think it will be a financial win-win for both the state of Maryland, and obviously it'll benefit D.C., but and the biggest thing for me is I would love to see the name come back as well.
Quick story. In 1984, September 1, opening day, Miami and the Redskins, Dan Marino's first full year. I was there. I was a Dolphin fan because I'm from Miami.
Right.
Bruce, quiet down. And my girlfriend and I, not my wife, this was a whole other life ago, had plenty of beers, okay? Plenty of beers. Uh-huh. Miami won the game easily. The point is, we were second row, upper deck. Place was shaking. I'd never seen that before.
Yeah.
I literally thought that the upper deck was going to fall on the lower deck.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
It was a crazy place to watch.
Great place to watch.
It reminded me a lot of Memorial Stadium back in the day.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they used to call that the largest outdoor insane asylum here in Baltimore. And it was. That place rocked and rolled way back when the Colts were playing really great.
It was a horrible place to see a baseball game because there was no wind and no air whatsoever. I saw an all-star game. There was retired players all-star game there. There was no wind and it was like 70 degrees outside. It should have been very pleasant, but the bowl simply kept all that moisture and hot air in. It was miserable.
Yeah, and they moved to RFK because they used to be at Griffith Stadium.
Yeah.
That was near Howard University,
right,
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll tell you at 8:30, but I've got a story on the loudest insane asylum in the world. I've got that.
All right, very good.
Yep.
Thanks so much, Gary. Liz Cheney, it has been recommended by the Committee on House Administrative Subcommittee on Oversight. Chairman Barry Loudermack released a second report of the events surrounding J6, as well as his investigation into the weaponized J6 committee on Tuesday. And the interim report reveals there was not just one single cause for what happened at the U.S. Capitol on J6, but it was a series of intel, security, and leadership failures at several levels and numerous entities. Went on to conclude the following about Liz Cheney. Former Representative Liz Cheney colluded with a star witness, Cassidy Hutchinson, without Hutchinson's attorney's knowledge. We have text receipts between the two. Two, former Representative Cheney should be investigated for potential criminal witness tampering based on the new information about her communication. Three, Cassidy Hutchinson's most outrageous claims lacked any evidence, and the Select Committee had knowledge that her claims were false when they publicly promoted her President Trump did not attack his Secret Service detail. He did not have intelligence indicating violence on that morning. Cassidy Hutchinson falsely claimed to have drafted a handwritten note for the president. And Representative Cheney and Cassidy Hutchinson baselessly attempted to disbar Hutchinson's former attorney. But wait, there's more. Former Rep. Liz Cheney used the J6 Select Committee as a tool to attack President Trump at the cost of the investigative integrity and capital security. The J6 Select Committee was improperly constituted, lacked authority, and they neglected or withheld evidence from their final report and deleted voluminous records that should have been preserved. The DOD scapegoated the Washington, D.C. National Guard to distract blame from senior leadership. Liz Cheney's lashing out at Congressman Laudermill, calling him a liar. Let's get this one in court.
Yeah, truthful out.
Yeah, and present all the facts. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Michael Byrd, remember him, the murderer of Ashley Babbitt, threatening to go public unless he is pardoned. According to a podcast with Stu Peters and John McGreevy, who actually ran for Congress here in the state of Maryland. So that's a very interesting development. Not getting a lot of publicity, but I'm going to delve into this a little bit further. But apparently Byrd would sing like a bird if he doesn't get a pardon from Joe Biden. So that might be, hey, I'll cooperate with the Trump administration. If Biden doesn't give me a pardon, I'm willing to tell all of what happened that day. So we'll see. And finally, Fani Willis. Judicial Watch score another victory for them. Records of her communications with the J6 committee and her denial that they existed have now been blown out of the water, and now it looks like Phony Fawny, Jack Smith, and others were colluding with the White House all along.
Welcome to Disbarment, folks. 743, Talk Radio 680, WCBM Traffic and Weather on the threes. Once again, the James Brown of traffic. It's Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. This is beginning to look like a NASCAR wreck. The big wreckers just came in, towed the vehicles quickly out of the roadway, got them off the track, and now they're on the right shoulder. So it looks just like something out of NASCAR. The two fire trucks, though, are still blocking the center lane, southbound 95, before the bridge at Montgomery Road. So anybody south from the Beltway down to the airport cutoff, you're in the backup right there. And I said earlier, it's probably going to back up. If it's not there already, it's going to back up to the Beltway. So now the options till they get this lane open, these two lanes open southbound, and they're sweeping the roadway now. When they get these lanes open, it will start to loosen up. Right now, probably wouldn't be a bad idea to be over on Route 1 or the Parkway, go down to 175 and then come back over to 95 from there. So we'll keep an eye on this, but once again, if they start to remove all these vehicles, not going away anytime soon with a big backup on 95. It's not too early to get your vehicle ready for winter driving. Check your battery, belts, hoses, antifreeze, and more. You'll get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, showers possible this afternoon. Oh, by the way, we need a contestant for our Choose Your Fake News contest. So if you want to play and win some tickets to Horizon Cinemas, we do have a contestant. He's just joined us on the line here.
Well, so
that's
fast.
Good. Showers possible and a high of 52 today. Right now, 39 and sunny in Arnold, 37 under sunny skies in Ellicott City. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got a pair of tickets to any Horizon Cinemas location, Marley Station Mall in Anne Arundel County. And we, of course, got Aberdeen and Falston in Harford County. And, again, it even includes tickets to see Wicked right now. Turn up the box office. Joe is in Parkville. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you all?
Doing well, man.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Dodging bullets in Parkville these days.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Keep your head down, man. Of course, you know, Johnny Zero says you got nothing to worry about. This is unheard of.
Oh, you know, Johnny.
Yeah.
If only we would tell people about how bad these people are, maybe they wouldn't vote for them. Oh,
yeah.
No, wait a second. We did.
Good point. Yeah, exactly. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
Good luck to you, Joe. Here are your three stories. Story one, a pole dancing club at Cornell University, funded partially by student fees, is working to break barriers. The Cornell Pole Dancing Club hosts trainings for trans and plus-size students at Cornell. Story two.
They'll need a girder for that, not a pole.
Disney has made the decision go ahead with a transgender storyline for one of its upcoming animated series based on an old movie. The Trans Bad News Bears focuses on Pickles, a co-ed middle school softball team, as they prepare for their championship game over the course of the week. Each of the eight episodes highlights off-the-field life, perspective of a different character, including players, parents, coaches, and umpires. Walter Matthau starred in the original Bad News Bears series or movie.
Tatum O'Neal.
And story three, following the murder of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, authorities are now castigating a card company, apparently Comrade Workwear, announcing most wanted CEO's playing cards following the murder of the UnitedHealthcare CEO. Here's a story one, Cornell Pole Dancing Club for trans and plus-size students. Story two, Disney promoting Trans Bad News Bears. Or story three, Comrade Workwear announces playing cards of the most wanted CEOs. All right, we'll start with Bruce. He looks like he's ready to pounce on this one.
I think the Cornell Pole Dancing Club is, they're strange. It's true. Story three, the most wanted CEOs, that is a gruesome story, and I do believe that is true. Story number two, however, the Trans Bad News Bears focusing on Pickles. I hope that's fake news.
All right, Bruce goes for story number two. Kristen.
Again, they're all probable in this world, but I think I agree. Disney is trying to sneak that stuff in, but maybe they wouldn't do it so overtly. So I say number two.
All right, Kristen votes for story number two. Chuck?
I think all of them have possibilities, but...
possibilities you want to join the pole dancing club? Is that what you mean?
I might like to go see that. I would probably pay that on a pay-per-view. But I'll go too. Thank you.
All right. And Joe in Parkville.
I do believe we're going to make it unanimous, but Chuck, if you're going to Cornell, I think you need to take dollar bills, not pay-per-view.
I keep those handy. I have a bag of those in the trunk at all times. You just know never where you're going to stop. Even if you go to Bucky's for crying out loud, you might need a couple dollars, yeah. You know.
Funny part is, there are somebody else's dollar bills, really.
Yeah. Yes. I didn't say where they came from.
It's unanimous today. Story number two, Disney promoting the Trans Bad News Bears. That is 100% fake news. So congratulations, panel.
The suspense.
Yeah, the suspense is killing me.
Joe will put you in hold, tell you how to get your prize.
It was a pregnant pause.
It was a pregnant pause.
So a quick update.
Yeah.
Two lanes are now back open again, 95 south of Montgomery Road, but I think they're going to keep the right side blocked for a while because the cleanup is still underway.
Tulane is now open. Cornell is also now open.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chuck.
It's in New Orleans traffic.
Yeah, I know. Tulane's open, so that's good to know.
Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, gentlemen. And good morning.
I love when he calls us gentlemen. Or
I don't mean it. I'm just saying it.
Or Mr. Casey and Mr. Elliott.
That's true. Let's go with that. Mr. Casey and Mr. Elliott. Good morning once again.
Red Sox at 53. Mike Cadet of ProStatus Financial joins us right now. Mike is a financial planner and estate planning attorney, a master's in tax, and a four-time Amazon best-selling author. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Thanks for being with us. Look, we asked Google what the top searches about retirement in 2024 were, and among the top things that came back was, how much do I need to retire? Mike, do you agree? And will that amount need to go up in 2025?
Well, I mean, that number is kind of magical for each person individually, right? What I need to retire and what you need to retire are going to be different than somebody else, so... I think the starting point is to stop Googling things to figure out what you should be doing and kind of take a look at a written plan for yourself, make the decision what you need to have for income-wise during retirement. You need to think about things like taxes. You need to think about your legacy plan, where your income streams are going to come from. So I don't think it's just as simple as, you know, what's that magic number, and it's the same thing for everybody. It used to be like $1 million, but now it's changed. And also, yes, you do need to account for the fact that we have inflation, right? And you have to account for the fact that, yes, maybe it's 2 to 3% on average, but every now and then we're going to have this wild spike like we did in 2022 where it's 10, 12%, and that sticks around. It's not like it ever goes back. So have a plan.
Google it if you want, but I'd stay away from that. Sit down, figure out what your budget is, adjust for it for inflation as you go forward, and that's the number you're going to need. And I'm telling you right now, you need 100% of what you're spending now between the honey-do list, the round-to-it list, and the bucket list. Your income needs don't go down just because you retire. That's the biggest myth I've ever heard. It does not go down just because you retire. So you need what you're spending now. It's going to change over time with all those extra things you want to do, and account for inflation.
Mike Annette, Pro Status Financial. Telephone number is 866-597-1040. Online, ProStatusFinancial.com. Michael, thanks for being with us. Folks, if you're 55 and older and have saved $500,000 or more for retirement, congratulations. Now do what the wealthy do. Have a written financial plan for your retirement that includes tax plan, a plan to protect and grow your life savings, and a guaranteed income plan. The team at ProStatus Financial can do it all, and it's complimentary. Find out if you can retire in 2025. Just call 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040, online, ProStatusFinancial.com. Click on the Schedule a Call button on the front page for a 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it, minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, still to come between 8 and 9 this morning. Bill O'Reilly joins us right after the 8 o'clock news. Be with us for a couple of segments. A brand new book out, Confronting the President's No-Spin Assessments from the Master of No Spin at All. And drones, that story continues to bubble. We'll talk about that coming up on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, right now at 753. Traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
The accident's still there, and the state police are still blocking the right side of the road, I-95 southbound at the bridge at Montgomery Road. The backup is all the way back beyond the airport cutoff, and again, it looks like the tail end of the backup may actually be back at the ramp towards 695. So just look down the beltway just to see what it might look like towards the parkway, and it is heavy there, and the outer loop is slow crossing the parkway, and I noticed the ramp from the inner loop to go south on the parkway is also backed up, so some of that traffic from 95 is now working its way down towards 295, and we're starting to get a backup there on the southwest side of the beltway because of those delays on 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, it is going to be showers today possible a little later on, and 52. Those showers could extend into overnight, but tomorrow, sunny and dry and cooler. 46, the expected high. It is 37 and sunny right now in Dundalk, 37 in Millersville. Joining us from New York is Omira. Omira, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Sure. You wanted to talk about Luigi Mangione?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Luigi is innocent, sir. Luigi did not kill the CEO, Brian Thompson. The person that killed Brian Thompson is a gang leader named Dancy Tejada Jr.
Okay, despite all the forensic evidence, you contend it was not Luigi. We missed the name, and frankly, we'd rather not have the name of who you're saying did it. But despite all the forensic evidence that's there indicating that Luigi Mangione was the trigger puller, all the physical evidence, all the videos, all the still camera photos, you contend it was not him. What evidence do you have that would tend to disprove that? Or is it just a suspicion?
Thank you, sir. No, I'm eyewitness of what happened with the CEO, Brian Thompson.
You witnessed it.
And
you witnessed it. You were there. You saw it.
No, I'm eyewitness of the gang leader. This is not the first time that he has committed murder, and the police department is helping him. And he paid police officer Tiger to do a legal arrest with Luigi. Luigi didn't have no weapons on him in the restaurant.
Well, if I might just mention, and thank you very much for the call, he was actually, when he was arrested, he had a weapon identical to the one that was used in the murder on him.
Well, according to the police.
According to the police. Yeah,
until we actually see it in a courtroom. But my suggestion, Omira, and thank you for the call, would be to report anything to the NYPD. If you're suspicious that the NYPD is somehow involved, then you can always call the FBI and report your suspicions to them as well. But thanks for listening.
Yep.
Thanks for calling in.
Stephanie Ruhle over at MSNBC, she had a story she told. I just think this is worth hearing, because the conclusion one can draw from her story is a pretty profound observation on the differences between Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
I rolled the dice, and I called him on the phone. And I wasn't calling to chit-chat. I said, Mr. President, this is Stephanie Ruhle. You made a lot of comments last night, blah, 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 blah. And it was not an on-the-record conversation. Long story, so I'm not going to get into what he said. But I called for one reason. I said, you just said a whole bunch of public things. I'd like to sit down for an interview with you. We got 5 days before the election.
Now, he said no to the interview. This is Donald Trump. Said no to the interview, but thanked her for her call.
She is such a disingenuous character. The fact is, she spent most of the 4 years defending Biden, trashing Trump. Now, all of a sudden, she thinks she's going to get an interview.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously, the interview did not happen. This is right before the election. But then, Sean, she drew a very interesting observation. She said, if she had placed the same phone call to Joe Biden, she doesn't think it would have played out with Joe Biden answering the phone and talking with her at all.
I was able to get to him by dialing his phone. But the reverse of that, if I were to want to connect with VP Harris or President Biden, there's 50 people between me and that. I could write a note that maybe could get to somebody then through Pony Express and a pigeon, something might end up in a mailbox near them.
Yeah, and that's the difference right there. Donald Trump has been and will be during his presidency, as he was during the first time, accessible to the press. He will stop and answer questions pretty much any old time to anybody. And you know the history of Joe Biden the last 4 years. If this guy heard a question from the press, it was the hand up to the ear, didn't hear you, or directly onto the helicopter, Marine One, and out of here. That's a big difference. That's a substantial difference.
To be fair, one is president, one is president-elect, and there are different layers of security for both. So, and I'm sure she has. Apparently, somebody gave her Trump's cell phone number.
I suspect she has Biden's cell phone number as well, but it's going to be answered, or it would have been answered, or Harris's would have been answered by, you know, interlocutor after interlocutor after interlocutor.
Deck the Halls is here, the big holiday sale, Rescue Natural Supplements, where you can save up to 78% on all your favorite Rescue Nutraceuticals. These are all natural supplements, no side effects, that are going to help you maintain your health, repair your health, get you back into, don't wait till the new year to start your health resolution. Do it now before the holidays are here, just about a week away, and don't overeat or overdrink. Get plenty of rest and exercise. Continue right on through, and you can do it with, over 50 different supplements in the inventory at res-q.com. You can check them out online, where prices have already been drastically reduced for the Deck the Hall sale. No coupon code is needed at checkout, or you can call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. Order all your favorites that you may already have in your arsenal of health, or try something new, or if you haven't tried anything at all, start with the omega-3s. Once again, the Deck the Hall sale going on right now at res-q.com. Stay tuned. Bill O'Reilly up next.
WCBM Baltimore is Top Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli troops will occupy a buffer zone inside Syria for the foreseeable future.
Entered the buffer zone on Tuesday, making him the first sitting Israeli leader to set foot this far into Syria. These advances come as Israel's forces are still fighting the war in Gaza against the Palestinian militant group Hamas.
That is correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting. There's been a record number of foreign visitors to Japan this year, a boom for the economy, but Michael Bristow says there have been a few problems.
Foreigners are flocking to Japan to travel on a bullet train, see the cherry blossom in spring, and to shop in Tokyo. The weak Japanese yen, making everything cheaper, is encouraging them to go. Many of the visitors are from nearby South Korea, Taiwan and China, but also from further afield, Europe and America. This is good news for the tourism industry, But there have also been complaints about overcrowding and the rudeness of some visitors.
That is BBC's Michael Bristow reporting on Wall Street right now. Dow futures up 150 points. Hiya Punjabi reports has been a snow tire recall.
A company that sells replacement winter tires is recalling over 500,000 of them in the United States. That's because they don't have enough snow traction to meet North American standards. Prince Changshan Tire North America is recalling certain Fortune Tormenta and Prince High Country tires with three peak mountain snowflake symbols on the sidewalls. The company says the tires passed European tests, but likely wouldn't meet traction standards in North America. U.S. safety regulators say tires without sufficient snow traction can increase the risk of a crash. The company is working on a way to fix the problem. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
So right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Bible.
Good morning. It's 8:03 Wednesday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Most of the lanes are back open now. The state police, the last car just moved to the shoulder, southbound 95 at Montgomery Road. So that's in Howard County after the bridge at the Patapsco River and after the airport cutoff. At one point, we had only one lane getting through. So now we have four lanes moving once again. The backup, as we said earlier, all the way back to the Beltway. And I think at that junction there at 95 and the Beltway, there's another accident in that backup. I think I just heard state police say they ran up on something there at the ramp. Not surprising, the backup is still there. That's a very long delay that still has to work its way out, but four lanes are moving once again, but from 95 and the Beltway down to Montgomery Road, we're probably looking at least a 4 mile backup on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yesterday, temperatures were in the 60s. By the end of the week, 30s will be as warm as we get. We've got some rain on the way this afternoon, 52. Sunny tomorrow, 46. Friday, a shower or two, 42 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, we're looking a little bit like winter. Not officially there quite yet, but we're getting there. Dundalk, 33 degrees. Hunt Valley, also 33 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. These headlines being brought to you by Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry. Call Dr. Leisure today at 410-356-7799 or send a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. Baltimore County Police are investigating a mass shooting that left one dead and nine wounded in the Parkfield community. Police responded to the 8500 block of Lock Raven Boulevard at about 7:15 last night for a report of multiple shots fired. When officers arrived at the scene, they found one person dead at the scene, nine others injured, and they were taken to area trauma centers for treatment. Police say a vehicle at the scene crashed, overturned, and caught fire outside the Johnson Funeral Home. Detectives believe the individuals involved in the incident know one another, and they're trying to determine what led to the shootings. Two people dead. They were struck by an Amtrak train south of Baltimore Monday night. Police say the victims are a man and a woman, but their names have not yet been released. The Baltimore Bridge Relief Act is included in the proposed congressional spending. Both Ben Cardin and Chris Ann Holland say Congress is committed to covering the full cost of replacing the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore that collapsed when it was struck by a cargo ship in March. And Maryland's Republican U.S. Congressman Andy Harris has been reelected as chair of the House Freedom Caucus, and he says it's an honor to continue to serve as the chair, and the coming year will be pivotal. It's 8:06. Next, it's time on sports.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggle tooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Get ready for some basic football this Saturday at M&T Bank Stadium. The Steelers will bring nothing fancy to the renewal of this great rivalry, according to Ravens tight end Mark Andrews.
They're physical, they're athletic, they work hard, they got effort, they do a lot of things well. So for us, it's bringing it. You know, we know that they're going to be able to do that. And, you know, it's just being physical and doing our job. It's all enough.
Here's the number one battle, and you can say this before every game, but especially for this one, the Ravens must win on Saturday, the turnover battle. Pittsburgh is plus 18, number one in the league, 25 takeaways, only 7 giveaways. The Ravens are at plus 2, middle of the pack, and we're minus 2 in game one between these two teams. New Oriole catcher Gary Sanchez, through his translator, zoomed with the media yesterday, this time on where he fits in with the Birds.
Yeah, I think at that point it's the manager's decision, and I'll leave it up to him. You know, if they want me to be the designated hitter, I'll be more than happy to do that. If you want me to catch, I'll do that as well. And even if they want to put me at first base, I'll be more than happy to do that as well. So whatever helps the team win.
Just happy to be here. On the hardwood, easy win for Maryland last night, 111-57 over St. Francis. 5 Terps in double digits, led by South Florida transfer Selton Miguel with 24. On the ice, the Caps squandered a 2-goal lead in the third. Blackhawks score the game winner with 2:18 left, 3-2 the final. Coming up at 8:35, an era came to an end in Baltimore 41 years ago today. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. There is a lot to consider when you are planning out your retirement income. Things like knowing how to maximize your retirement income while also minimizing your taxes in retirement and getting a safe income that's going to last as long as you last. Now, if you'd like to be sure that your accounts are up to date, you should visit my friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call Rod now, 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120 on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number 3 on our Newsmaker Hotline is Bill O'Reilly, and of course his latest book, Confronting the Presidents, No Spin Assessments from Washington to Biden. Went to number one.
Number one on the New York Times bestseller list, man.
On the New York Times bestseller list.
Again.
Hey, if you're looking,
for
a holiday gift for those still looking, this is it. This is a great book, Confronting the Presidents. Now joining us, where he's piloting his fleet of drones from Long Island.
Yeah.
Bill O'Reilly.
I am the commander. I have them in my backyard.
So you're responsible for what's going on in New Jersey then, Bill?
I'm responsible for everything.
Everything.
Anything that goes wrong in the country, it's O'Reilly's fault, and I will take all of that. You know, the importance of this story, I don't believe that these drones are a threat to any American, but the importance of the story is the arrogance of the Biden administration, because they simply, look, they've got to know what this is, and if they don't, then we're in serious trouble.
Yeah, that is a great point. Yeah.
Right. And they refuse to tell the folks. And it's just like the open border. So Biden opens the border, catastrophe, right? You cannot justify what he did with the results that we have. Never one time did he explain why he did it. Never one time did the impotent Washington press corps ask him That should have been the first question on every press conference, which, of course, he didn't have.
Yeah.
For Corinne Jean-Pierre, and she wouldn't have answered it, but, you know, you could do the Kamala thing. You can show the question and then the dodge. But as far as the drones are concerned, it's a great television story. And I don't think it's a great radio story, but it's a great television story because the TV talking heads don't know what to say now. Trump won. They don't like Trump. What do I say now? I was telling my audience that he was going to lose, but he won. Oh, let's talk about and speculate about the drones. They're from Finland. No, Bulgaria. No.
Well,
and so these idiots, and I mean that word literally.
Yeah, it could be worse. Our very own former governor, Larry Hogan, he posted a video over his Davidsonville, Maryland location. Turns out he was looking at a constellation. Astronomers have debunked his drone sighting. So
he's looking at, Orion's belt, I guess.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you guys, but Larry has really always been out there a little bit. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I think he did a cameo in Star Trek one time.
I think you're absolutely right. Look, as a commentator and a pundit and historian, what do you think, looking back in this election cycle, what will history, how will they look at this? What was the turning point for the Trump victory?
That's an excellent question, and you could write a book on it, but I'll give you as succinct an answer as I can. The folks were not happy at all with their economic circumstance, and I'm speaking generally now, but the working class people, right, the people who go to work and work very hard, and they come home and they're losing ground financially. All the stats show it. Heavy credit card debt, grocery prices up 20%, gas prices up. That was the seed for Trump to win.
Mm-hmm.
But then it became easier for the former president when you had Kamala Harris, perhaps the worst presidential candidate in modern times. Why was she the worst? Two reasons. She would not answer any questions. And even the dimmest among us had to recognize that. Right. Even the people who just like walk into the wall, okay, didn't you see the wall? Boom. They knew.
Bill, hang on. We have more to come. All right. First, we've got to pause real quickly. It's 8:13. Please, Chuck Whitaker, don't walk into the wall.
He was not talking about you, Chuck, when he said the dimmest among us.
No, not at all. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
Well, at least I am a bulb in the box, not sitting on the shelf.
You know? Yes, that's right.
Get into a match here, you know what I'm saying? 95 South, State Police still have all the vehicles on the shoulder. They had all these vehicles banged up in the center lane before Montgomery Road in Howard County. The backup started there, went all the way back to the Beltway. It's still back at the Beltway. We haven't seen it yet, but there was a report of an accident in that backup, either right at the ramp from the Beltway to 95 South, or actually on 95 itself. So be prepared for that. The inner loop coming up to that ramp to go south on 95. I think they're bypassing that. They're getting up towards Wilkins Avenue. So that whole southwest side from 95 and the Parkway, Wilkins Avenue, all of that is backed up because of this massive delay on 95 South. Even 95 northbound had backed up a little bit. That looks better now for the traffic coming up from Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says showers are possible later this afternoon. 52 right now, sunny skies, 40 in Annapolis, 38 in the city. On our newsmaker hotline, Bill O'Reilly, the book Confronting the Presidents, another New York Times number one bestseller. This is No Spin Assessments from Washington to Biden. You know, Bill, one of the biggest stories of the 20 election cycle was the Hunter Biden laptop. What do you think the biggest story of this 24 election cycle was?
It's very rarely mentioned. The biggest story was Kamala Harris going on The View and saying to an inane question, the question was to her, is there anything you would have been, you know, like to see done differently in the Biden administration? And the answer was, I can't think of anything. that sealed her doom. Because we'll go back to the dimmest among us. Everybody knew that Biden was a flawed president. The only people who voted for Biden are the people who hate Trump. And all of the exit polling showed that. There wasn't one person that I know, and I know thousands of people, and I have lots of liberal acquaintances. They weren't jumping up and down for Joe Biden before he pulled out, and they weren't jumping up and down for Kamala Harris. They just didn't want Trump. And for that woman to go on there, she couldn't think of anything.
Not a thing.
Not one thing. And that showed how disingenuous she was, that she was a puppet, that she had no original thoughts, no problem-solving abilities. And that was the biggest story of the campaign.
Bill, if you look at the Trump presidency as it is, he's only one of two presidents who have been elected to non-consecutive terms, the other being Grover Cleveland. Do you see any historical antecedents from the other presidents, perhaps Teddy Roosevelt, perhaps Grover Cleveland? Is there any other individual in history, any other president in history, you would actually compare to Donald Trump?
There's no comparison. Donald Trump is unique in American history. What he did is, and I don't use this word often, it was incredible. It was astounding that he beat the Republican establishment to get there. Then he lost in a wave of controversy, and then he came back. Grover Cleveland's second term was a disaster, and when I was speaking to Mr. Trump, I'm sorry to drop the name, but I don't mean to do that, but I have to put this in context.
It's all right. We've been through Cleveland. It's okay.
When I was speaking to him about a week ago, I said, be careful. You know, he saw the documentary of Confronting the Presidents on News Nation. Mr. Trump doesn't read a lot of books. He doesn't have a lot of time. But I said, look, I send you the book, just open to the chapter on Grover Cleveland and see what a disaster his second term was. Don't let that happen to you. As far as Teddy is concerned, Teddy Roosevelt and Donald Trump had one thing in common, massive charisma, men of the people. But they had a totally different view of life.
Mm-hmm. Cleveland, though, in all fairness to him, if you look at the history, as he began his second term, they had a huge panic, financial panic, and that kind of doomed him for the second 4 years. So we don't see that same thing happening to Donald Trump.
Maybe not. I mean, you don't know what's going to happen in the stock market, but let me just push back a little bit on Grover. So Grover didn't even want to go back. It was his wife who really wanted to go back. And Grover, when he came in the second time, did not have the energy level because he had cancer of the mouth, and nobody knew it. And for the last year and a half of his second term, he was incapacitated. He was up in Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts. Nobody knew where he was. Talk about drones. Nobody knew where the President of the United States was.
It's like Joe Biden.
He had to have all his stuff cut out of his mouth. And that, and we're talking 1890s here.
Yeah.
And so Grover lost control of the situation very early in his second term. The key to Trump's legacy and success in office a second term is for him to control what is happening in the country. He can't control Gaza, can't control Putin, all right, but he can control what's going on here. And I think he's demonstrating a lot of clarity so far.
Yeah, and he's going to hit the ground running on Jan 20. I mean, you can see already.
He's already around the country.
Yeah, the world basically sees that Donald Trump is the president, and that's how there seems to be addressing him,
calling it the Trump effect.
Yep.
Look, it's a great book, Confronting the Presidents: No Spin Assessments from Washington to Biden. You will enjoy this book. All of Bill's books are great reads, by the way. Bill, thanks again.
Thanks, Bill.
A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
And I want to tell everybody that I really appreciate WCBM. We've been on with you guys from the very beginning. So happy Christmas to everyone in Maryland, and I hope we'll talk in the beginning of the new year, fellows. You have a good time.
All right. Thanks again. It's Bill O'Reilly. Appreciate it, Bill, and you have a good holiday as well. Say 20 minutes after the hour, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, here's a real estate fact for you folks. Right now, homeowners continue to sit on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because inventory is kind of low for a new home, and right now they may have a pretty good rate, maybe a great rate on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you're not alone. Let me ask you, though. If you were able to find your dream home and had an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you sell? Would you go for it? If you said yes, then listen up. In today's real estate market, you have options as a home seller that were not available 20 years ago. So if you're planning to sell your home now or in the future, why work with just any agent who sells your home like they did 20 years ago? Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is different. He has the buyers, he has the guarantees, and he has the programs to help you sell fast and for the most money possible. Now may be a great time to sell your home or rental property. While prices are still strong, I suggest you talk to Vinny before it's too late. Vinny Steele, not just another agent. He is Maryland's real estate expert, called the only guy that I would trust to sell my home. Call Vinny Steele, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-777-1979. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979 or BigLou.com.
Please learn to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's always kind of fun to hear from Bill Riley, get back into his teaching mode. He was a history teacher way back when. It's interesting to see him just pop back into that.
He's the commander.
Yeah. 823. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the commander of all traffic now. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
95 is still a problem. The state police with this wreck southbound of Montgomery Road. It's in Howard County. It's down south of the Patapsco River Bridge after the airport cutoff and before Route 100. So I just want to let you know exactly where it is. The backup starts there, goes all the way back to the Beltway. The Beltway is impacted as well. And then 95 coming south from 395. When they get down around the Caton Avenue area, they start to see the backup and they're thinking, well, got to make a move here. Some went down the outer loop to the parkway. Some are going up the inner loop. So that side of the Beltway from Washington Boulevard and the parkway up through Wilkins Avenue, in addition to that delay on 95, they're all impacted by this backup, even though we're moving, not going away anytime soon. Four lanes are open at the accident scene, but they're still looking at it. Northbound, you should be okay for I-95 coming up from the bridge at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your weather channel forecast, it is a nice start to your Wednesday morning, but it is going to be possible showers later on today. 52 for the high, more showers overnight. Tomorrow it'll be sunny and dry and cooler, 46 the expected high for your Thursday. Right now sunny and 38 in Bel Air, 39 in Arnold. We talked earlier this morning about the mass shooting in Towson. Don't know whether this is gang related or drug related, but 10 people shot, one dead, nine injured, and we have the chief saying this is a isolated incident. This is targeted. The county executive and Congressman-elect Johnny Zero saying that this is unheard of and this is shocking, but many have watched the creeping or the incrementalism of crime coming out of Baltimore City into what is now Baltimore City North in Baltimore County. And there are concerns. And
oh, yes.
This, as we are interviewing interim county executives now, this should be first and foremost the most important issue, is public safety. And it got mentioned the other night, but not to the point where I couldn't point to anyone and say, okay, that's the guy or that's the gal that should be the county executive.
No, and the only way to prevent that from happening is for those individuals in Baltimore City who would indeed go to Baltimore County and commit crimes to understand that if you commit a crime in Baltimore County, there are going to be severe consequences. Keep it out of here.
Right. And we used to have that. Remember, yeah, Senator Dale, time. Remember yep. Senator Dale Connor was
absolutely.
The state's attorney, and of course, you would be eligible if she
Sandra O'Connor.
Sandra O'Connor. She would actually shoot for the death penalty.
That's right.
She would go for the death penalty where it was appropriate. Maryland right now faces a projected $2.7 billion deficit for fiscal year 2026. And by 2030, it would be a $6 billion deficit. We had a $5 billion surplus at the end of 2022. What happened? We'll get into that in just a second.
Yeah.
But Senate President Bill Ferguson obviously says this is going to be a tough road ahead when the General Insane Asylum reconvenes on January the 8th.
Maryland is a really, really tough moment ahead, given our exposure to the federal government and what that means for our economy. And so we've got to make some strategic choices about where we are going to invest moving forward.
Yeah, and Maryland Senator Justin Reedy, he has that op-ed in the Baltimore Democrat Party newsletter here this morning. We'll share some of that in just a second. But he said, look, the Democrats have very few options other than raising our taxes.
Problem is, in Annapolis, raising taxes is actually the easiest choice you can make, and they do it all the time when they're in charge. Marylanders cannot afford. We're talking about businesses leaving, the economy being stagnant. Marylanders in general, families, retirees, small businesses, cannot afford more tax hikes, higher cost of living. We're coming up on New Year's, and most of us try to make some kind of New Year's resolution. And I think for us as Republican caucus, we think that Maryland state government needs a New Year's resolution to cut back and lose some weight.
Yeah. Yeah, and that resolution should last longer than January 15th.
But you're not going to be able to lose some weight unless you do something with the blueprint. You know, they basically passed that blueprint for the future, a record an exponential increase in spending over 10 years without a funding
mechanism
for the blueprint. Yeah. I mean, that's right there. That wipes out any surplus, and that is where the projected deficit. Then there's the red line boondoggle. That should be put on hold, should not be embarked on. Nobody's going to use the damn thing. Okay, that'll be a colossal waste of taxpayer money. And then finally is this embracing of the climate change nonsense going on here in Maryland. We want to get rid of all fossil fuels. You're not going to be able to buy a gas car in Maryland after, 2035, I think it is. So in the next, think about it, in 11 years from now, you will not be able to purchase a gas-powered car in the state of Maryland. You're probably going to have to go to another
Pennsylvania,
state.
West Virginia,
right. And
Delaware.
Then by then, they'll put such an incredible tax to bring it back into the state. And then see, Democrats are opposed to tariffs, except unless they're on the American people.
Yeah.
So we got a mess. This General Assembly session is going to be one for the ages. And we're going to have it covered for you right here on the Morning Drive.
Hey, Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services as well. During this weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. They were in my home yesterday, took care of a problem in like 30 minutes. Just amazingly good about this. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators for all your electrical and HVAC solutions. Call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or online timkylecompany.com. That's Tim, K-Y-L-E. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Coming up next, the latest on the drones. It's 8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. The Maryland Department of Transportation has issued a request for proposals to provide up to 29 new electric vehicle charging stations as part of the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Program. Officials say this second round of NEVI investments will make $30 million in federal funding available to build charging infrastructure along 23 designated EV alternative fuel corridors. More than 123,000 electric vehicles are now registered in Maryland. Ocean City police arrested a man after a deadly pedestrian crash on Monday. Investigators say a person was walking into the parking lot of a strip mall near 94th when the SUV turned on a coastal highway. Pedestrian reportedly made a gesture toward the driver, not a pleasant one. Police say, according to surveillance videos and witness statements, the SUV driver turned into the parking lot and intentionally struck the victim. Driver then took off but was arrested early Tuesday. 57-year-old James Johnson, now charged with first and second degree murder, first and second degree assault, and possession of a controlled dangerous substance. He is being held without bond. VP Kamala Harris in Prince George's County yesterday, a speech to young voters, said her first reaction after the election was, "There's no disappointment. There's a resolve for the future." And Baltimore County Police investigating a mass shooting that left one dead, nine wounded in the Parkville community. Police responded to the 8500 block of Lockraven Boulevard at around 7:15 on Tuesday night for a report of multiple gunshot wounds. When they arrived, they found one person dead at the scene and nine others were injured. Police say a vehicle at the scene crashed, overturned, caught fire outside the Johnson funeral home, and detectives believe the individuals involved in the incident knew one another and they were trying to determine what led to the shootings. 8:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Do you have a pet? Did you know that pet ownership has estate planning consequences? Think about it. If you become unable to care for yourself, who's going to care for your pet? And if you die, who will become the owner of your pet? Does that person know your wishes? Will there be a dispute because you didn't make your desires known? And what if your pet should bite a person or someone else's animal? Did you know that your homeowner's insurance may not cover the cost of injuries caused by your pet? Stouffer Legal understands the risks and challenges of pet ownership as it relates to your wealth, and they can help you plan to protect your pets, your stuff, and the ones you love. Learn how you can be Stouffer Legal safe at PlanBaltimore.com. View their online estate planning webinar to learn if your estate plan is all set. And if it's not, request a free estate planning review with an experienced Stouffer Legal attorney. Protect your pets, your human family, and your stuff. Visit PlanBaltimore.com so you can be Stouffer Legal safe.
Lottery numbers, pick 3, 7, 5, 4. Pick 4, 3, 8, 8, 2. And now at 8:33, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway, interloop right at the bridge at Putty Hills. So it's halfway between Hartford Road and Bel Air Road. Fire department just pulled up last couple of minutes. A medic unit just left, so they may be clearing that area. But in the meantime, the fire department is blocking the right side of the roadway center and the left-hand lane are open. Backups go back to Hartford Road. The outer loop is looking at it and will continue slow on the Beltway from that point in Parkville all the way over towards Towson. 95 southbound, finally seeing a little gap in the traffic from the big wreck earlier down around Montgomery Road in Howard County, but we're still backed up from the southwest side of the Beltway on 95. The Beltway on that side is also looking at delays anywhere between Wilkins Avenue and Washington Boulevard, so continue to watch for that. We'll come back and revisit this wreck on the inner loop after Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yesterday, temperatures were in the 60s. By the end of the week, 30s will be as warm as we get. We've got some rain on the way this afternoon, 52. Sunny tomorrow, 46. Friday, a shower or two, 42 Friday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Ruck Funeral Homes has been celebrating life since 1924. They have 10 decades of dedicated service to the greater Baltimore community. With locations in Towson and Dundalk, their compassionate, experienced staff will guide you through your time of need. To find out more, visit ruckfuneralhomes.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off. Could Rashad Bateman play an outsized role in Saturday's game against the Steelers? Since they last met, Bateman, 3 touchdowns in 3 games, 2 plays of 40 or more yards. Mark Andrews on what he sees from Bateman.
He's a big-time player, and he's making big-time plays and big-time moments that have helped us win big games and helped change games for us. And it's been awesome to see him kind of flourish and do his thing. He's playing been incredible, and he's just going to continue to step up, make big plays, and help this team win.
College football, Indiana's Kurt Cignetti in his first year as head coach in Bloomington, Indiana, has been voted AP College Football Coach of the Year. Cignetti leads the Hoosiers into the NCAA playoffs tomorrow night against Notre Dame in prime time. New Oriole catcher Gary Sanchez was introduced yesterday via Zoom to the Baltimore media. Sanchez signing a one-year deal last week. Here he is through his translator.
I know the Orioles are a very competitive team. They've done a lot of great things these last couple of years, and so I'm looking to join the race again and being competitive.
Sanchez, a power
with you guys before, you know,
a power hitter with 185 career home runs. Meanwhile, Uber agent Scott Boras addressed the media in terms of the Orioles and Corbin Burns and said it's really up to the new ownership's philosophy.
Mike Elias's platform when he came there was one to build under a direction of an ownership that allowed him to do what he could do. It's very clear from the conversations that we've had with the new ownership that they are there to retain the players that they have drafted and brought through the system and enjoying their success, and also attract the needed potentials that they have to allow them to compete in the very difficult AL East.
Giants and Blue Jays are considered the front runners for Burns. Orioles and Red Sox still hanging in there. Terps over St. Francis yesterday on the hardwood, 111-57. Towson falls to Robert Morris University, 68-67. And the Caps allow 3 third-period goals at Chicago. Blackhawks beat them 3-2 was the final. Finally, on this date in baseball history, 138 years ago today, one of the game's greatest hitters and most notorious racists in baseball history was born December 18th, 1886. Tyus Raymond Cobb, better known as Ty Cobb, was born in Narrows, Georgia. Again, 138 years ago today. Time now is 8:37 when we return the end of an era in Baltimore.
Hey, it's Gary Stein here, and I want to tell you about my good friends at Jim Barbie Automotive. Since 2004, family-owned and operated, located at 10821 Philadelphia Road in White Marsh, Jim Barbie Automotive has provided excellent automotive diagnostics and repair. They also provide full-service fleet services. All technicians are ASC certified, so you'll be assured a quality result for your vehicle. Reach Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848 or online at jimbarbieautomotive.com, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
And so it was, gentlemen, and I'm sure you probably remember this, and you remember it better than I do because I wasn't even here. But December 18th, 1983 was the final Baltimore Colts home game at Memorial Stadium. The competition was the Houston Oilers back then. 20-10, the Colts did win the game. And just some of the names that I was researching the other day, you know, Mike Pagel was the starting quarterback for the Colts. Yeah. He threw for 55 yards in that game. Randy McMillan and Curtis Dickey was the running back duo. There were only about 25,000 fans in the stadium, which is crazy when you think about it. Because you said it earlier, Sean, it was the loudest insane asylum. It was insane asylum on 33rd Street, but it wasn't in those days.
No.
And then, of course, who knew, but a few months later, they would be out of here forever.
Well, and again, a few months later, I was on the air doing a morning show at another radio station when the news broke that the Mayflower vans had backed up, and you saw it was snowing.
It was snowing.
It was snowing that morning. I remember clearly.
Huge flakes.
Yeah, and they backed up, and they loaded up, and off, and we were just stunned.
Huge flakes. You're talking about the Irsays.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, also, and I'm sure you guys know this too, from 1958 to 1971, a period of 14 years, the Baltimore Colts had the best record in the NFL.
Yeah.
And all the championships that went with it and everything.
But our good buddy, go ahead.
I saw our good friend Chris Thomas, who we have to tell the story one day on the air when we went to Burns Steakhouse in Tampa, and Chuck and myself and Chris and a bunch of other guys. Remember, he had the Ursay dummy that they would put on the TV set with him.
With him, right.
With him. It was a classic, but there wasn't a lot of love for Robert Ursay. But, you know, a lot of it is the eminent domain laws of the kickoffs in Baltimore.
2 o'clock.
Or 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And that was a huge thing at the time. And I don't understand why politicians didn't fix that problem and remove that that you know that that arrow out of it, out of Irsay's quiver, because that was one of his main arguments.
By the way, you used a term during the sportscast, an Uber agent. I've not heard that term before. Am I clear in understanding that somebody represents Uber drivers?
No, he is an Uber driver.
He's
Scott Boras.
Want to make sure I understand this.
Yeah, on the side.
Tactical
he does that.
Sports things, you know.
You've never ridden an Uber with him driving?
With him driving? No.
Yeah, never. Driving. Okay. Yeah. I'll set you up.
Kind of surprised. Thanks,
you. Very good. Thank you, Gary.
See you later, boys. 8:40, 20
before.
Do something about him, will you?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Joe Biden finally has weighed in on those drones flying over our east and west coast and over our seaports.
Nothing nefarious, apparently. But they're checking it all out.
Nothing nefarious.
How would he know?
They're nothing nefarious. They don't know who it is, who's piloting them, who they belong to, but he can assure us that it's nothing nefarious. The mayor of Belleville, New Jersey, he gave an interview just the other day in which he said that this is Michael Melham. He's a Republican. He dropped a bombshell.
In my opinion, they're looking for something. What might they be looking for? Well, potentially, we're aware of a threat that came in through Port Newark. Maybe that's radioactive material. There was and there is an alert that's out right now that radioactive material in New Jersey has gone missing on December 2nd. It was a shipment. It arrived at its destination. The container was damaged and was empty. So
okay,
potentially
wait,
we're
wait,
looking
stop
for
right
that.
There, Mayor, because that's very important information. And that came from a credible source.
That came from the U.S. government.
And so it's missing?
Missing.
And they think it's in New Jersey or it could be anywhere?
It was lost in New Jersey in transit. And again, this is just an example of what I think that we're sniffing for. I think we do have the assets that can go up and fly around and sniff things, which is why we're not seeing the uptick we used to see in Belleville anymore. It's kind of moving, but we're seeing alerts that it's happening now in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And so already put people are pushing back. Well, this is this material that's gone missing is called the geranium. I'll make sure I'm pronouncing that correct, because geranium is a flower. Germanium.
Germanium
68. And it is used to measure and calibrate the accuracy of PET scanners. So it's medical. Mm-hmm. It's a radioactive isotope. But here's the thing. No one's saying that it's a nuclear bomb. It's a fissile material.
Right.
But it could be a dirty bomb.
Yeah.
And dirty bombs can be just as damaging because you put radioactive material into a bomb and then it goes off and then it spreads and then people can inhale it and that's where you get the damage. You don't get like Fat Man and Little Boy, obviously. That was a huge atomic bomb. Mm-hmm. But a dirty bomb could be used in a terrorist attack. So that's a concern. Mike McCall of he says that he believes it's the Chinese that are doing this.
Congress is going to pursue this. I know the House Intelligence Committee is having a hearing on this. We need to identify who is behind these drones. My judgment, based on my experience, is that those that are over our military sites are adversarial and most likely are coming from the People's Republic of China.
Oh, swell. 8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. By the way, Chuck, to be clear, Sean's reference to Fat Man and Little Boy had nothing to do with you.
Look. Which is which?
That's what I say about you guys.
He's momentarily stunned.
I know.
Oh, no, I'm not stunned. I'm trying to get out of this politely.
Not possible.
I don't want to, you know, I'm like
not
Bob
possible.
Pratchett.
Just move on.
I'm like Bob Pratchett. I don't want to lose my position right now. You know.
All right, little boy, get to it.
All right. You think it, see? He keeps thinking. See how he is, Sean? He's an agitator.
He is. He really is.
I know what he is. He takes after you. The wreck on the Interloop here at Putty Hill is on the shoulder. The fire department is left now, but Baltimore County is there. A couple of police cars. So they're looking at it coming eastbound from Perrin Parkway and from Hartford Road. They're also fighting some bright sunshine right there. So it's kind of in a bad spot. And just to make sure, because of the first responders there on the right side, you might want to stay over to the center and the left-hand lane. Still recovering, but at least we're making progress finally on 95 southbound with the wreck still on the shoulder.
but the pace was a little better. It's not fantastic, but at least we're moving again from the Beltway down through the Howard County line on 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast, it is going to be maybe some possible showers later on this afternoon. 52, the expected high, the shower activity could extend into overnight hours. But right now we got sunny skies. It is 41. In Stevensville and 40 in Reisterstown. Time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
A woman from Virginia just got her Heathcliff lunchbox back more than 40 years after she lost it at school. A plumber found the lunchbox tucked inside the access panel of a wall. School was able to track it down because her mom wrote her name inside her lunchbox.
Oh, there you go.
Here's Tracy Drain celebrating getting her lost lunchbox back.
I think it's amazing. Like I said, if I would have been the person that found it, I would have put it on eBay. It was finders, keepers, losers, weepers. But like I said, it's very interesting to be able to see it. Like I said, as far as remembering it, I do not. But it has my mom's handwriting, which I'll treasure. She made sure that I'd be able to find it. Just never knew it would take 40 years to be able to track me down.
Apparently, it's in perfect condition as well. So.
They're selling on eBay. The asking price is anywhere from $24 to $200.
Okay.
So,
well, this one has got an emotional story attached to it as well. So, look, we all feel good that Donald Trump did prevail. Not only do we keep the House, even though by razor-thin margins, we flipped the Senate, and there's a lot to feel good, and he's hitting the ground running. But the nagging problem for me is the swampy establishment Republicans, people like Mike Johnson and others. And that's going to be the ongoing story of the next Trump term. We now have a CR that's about ready to be passed, which is actually more like an omnibus. It's a Christmas tree bill. They've done it again. The swampy Republicans have betrayed the American people with loading up this bill. And now it's going to be the next stopgap bill will be March 14th, which is more advantageous to Speaker Johnson. But let me just give you the reaction of some of Republicans in the House Freedom Caucus, which, by the way, Andy Harris has been reelected as the chairman. Eric Burleson of Missouri said, quote, "It's a total dumpster fire. I think it's garbage," end of quote. Chip Roy, quote, "We get this negotiated crap and we're forced to eat this crap sandwich. Why? Because freaking Christmas is right around the corner. It's the same damn thing every year. Legislate by crisis. Legislate by calendar. Not legislate because it's the right thing to do." End of quote. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a Speaker Johnson supporter, says, "This is not a CR. It's an omnibus bill." So there are a lot of Republicans not happy, and they're shouldn't be happy with it. You know, what they do, as they do all the time, there's $100 billion in there for hurricane disaster relief, and there's the key bridge funding in this bill, and there's, again, $10 billion in there for subsidies for farmers for ethanol. But the rest of it is just pure Christmas tree, pork barrel project. You know, it's the same old, same old.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to continue until we get somebody with the stones to be speaker. And right now, it's not Johnson. He faces a speaker vote coming up after the first of the year. It's going to be interesting to see what happens there because he's running around, palling around with Trump. Remember, he went to the MMA fight and so on and so forth. These people are all just, they're Klingons. They attach themselves. They're leeches. And they can't stand on their own. They don't have the backbone. We talked about the men's spine house earlier in the show. None of these guys, the ones in leadership do not have a spine.
Will the vote take place before, 100 days in, roughly? We have a couple of special elections. There are a couple of seats that are still, I guess, at question as to which way they fall, Republican or Democrats. Will the vote take place before those seats?
Yeah, the vote takes place when they reconvene the first part of the year. So when do they go back? January 6th, is it? I can't. It might be January 6th. I'll go back and look at it. But this is just more of the same. Republicans were part of the thing. They helped the Joe Biden auction off part of the border wall. They're part of the problem. And again, I think the same thing should happen to people in the House as happening in the Senate right now. If you are opposing Trump's nominees, there's a threat you're going to get primaried. Bill Cassidy in Louisiana is getting primaried. Murkowski might get primaried. In fact, she didn't win the popular vote. She got in by ranked choice voting. So I think the same threats ought to be brought. MAGA Nation, stay strong, stay together, and let these people know that you're gonna vote for their opponent, and they're going to get primaried if they go against the Trump MAGA agenda.
Would Palin do well against Murkowski?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And so I think that would be a great choice, by the way.
850 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Couple of interesting stories, by the way. We didn't touch on this morning, but it's a fascinating local story. The resume padding that goes on from time to time. Well, there's now a Morgan State professor who has been fined $20,000 for presenting himself as a licensed architect. This is a Dale Glenwood Green, who actually consulted on the Harbor Place project. He is not a licensed architect. He's been presenting himself as such at Morgan State for the entire time. Whoops. A little error there, sport. You know?
Gee, how does that happen?
Yeah, gosh. Must have been an oversight somehow. 8:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Buddy.
All right, so the wreck on the inner loop after the bridge at Putty Hill now has pretty much wrapped up, and they're on their way once again. So that's a little more of an improvement on the northeast side. However, the backup is still there back to the bridge at Hartford Road. One vehicle, it's a pickup truck, was still on the right shoulder, but all the police cars are gone. So that's going to improve in the next couple of minutes. 95 is still hurting, and it's still slow down around the airport cutoff going south into Howard County. I think we still have police cars and a couple of vehicles on the shoulder, and they're looking at it southbound before you get to the bridge at Montgomery Road. So all the lanes are open. Still going to take a little while for all of that to recover. Nothing major other than that wreck on the Beltway, the interloop at Green Spring, a bit slow yet the west side. That doesn't go away for a while, and in that area from Liberty Road down through Route 40, and then still some slowing, of course, going south into Beltway. both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says sunny start to the day, maybe some showers later this afternoon, 52 showers overnight, sunny and dry tomorrow, and 46 Friday. We can have some rain, but as the temperature drops, you could see a few snowflakes there. I know Kim's eyes wide open on that one.
You're looking forward to it.
Sunny and 39.
She is a snow bunny, man. She really is.
40 in Ellicott City. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Thanks for the bad news.
every summer, right, July, she has Olivia, her daughter, out doing snow angels.
Yeah.
Because that's
that's what it's called.
That's right.
So, of course, there I was yesterday enjoying a Christmas concert at my daughter's school. And all of a sudden, all these text messages start coming through. But I'm sitting in church, so I'm not going to check my phone.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, Olivia's dad nudges me, and he goes, no, check your phone, check your phone. Look at the phone, and there you have what happened in Towson just yesterday. And what's so crazy about this shooting, the car being flipped over in front of the funeral home. Apparently, the car actually did crash into the funeral home.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then I'm looking at this, and I go home, I see the news, and there's Baltimore County Executive Johnny O saying that he was shocked.
Yes.
Are you really shocked that it's gotten to this point?
No.
I cannot believe this.
Nobody is shocked.
No.
You say it's unheard of in Baltimore County. Really?
It's never happened.
Carjackings, murders, assaults, people that are being murdered in Towson. And
right.
It's Baltimore City North.
This is no longer shocking.
Right.
Okay? I was shocked that people had him fail upwards and gave him a promotion to Congress. This, however, is not shocking at all. So we're going to talk about all the details here. Obviously, we have people still in the running for Baltimore County Executive. We're going to talk about that because I have some audio on that as well. But we're also going to just talk about, you know, what this could mean, because we don't really have a ton of details here. I still have no idea if the person in the car was involved in all this, or was it somebody that was just happening to drive by at that moment?
Yeah.
I mean, you have no idea right now what the details are. And anybody could have been involved in this. It's, you know, right there at 7 o'clock during dinner.
Yeah.
And you go back to the neighborhood, how the neighborhood has changed. I remember the Belloc Diner used to be there.
Yep.
And used to love the Belloc Diner. Used to go there all the time. Then people stopped going there because of drug dealing and criminal behavior. Then Starbucks came in.
Yep.
And then they had
they
to close.
They couldn't keep it open.
They
couldn't
keep it open. Again, drug dealing, gang behavior. That whole area now, Lock Raven High School is gone.
Right.
Towson High School is gone for the most part as far as being safe.
Yeah.
And they got a huge problem in Baltimore County. And yet, county residents had a chance to make a change. And
they decided not to. So we're going to talk about it because, of course, online you see all the comments and there's so many people saying, well, why do people blame Democrats? We're going to talk about why people blame Democrats.
They are the ones in charge, right?
Yeah.
Details.
We're going to break it down.
All right, very good. Thanks, Kim. Appreciate
that.
Coming
Kim
up right after 9 o'clock news.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. As far as the drones go, John Kirby speaking on behalf of the White House.
Military commanders at installations have the authorities they need to defend themselves, their people, their interests, and certainly to protect our secrets and our national security. Sometimes the answer is to find a way to down a drone, and sometimes the answer is not. And a lot of it depends on the capability that the base commander has available to him or to her, but they have the authorities that they need.
Really? Then why have none of them shot any of these things down once they're over military base? Just asking to see exactly where you stand on this.
This is lawful, legal aviation activity, manned and unmanned, drones, civil aviation. We've seen nothing that leads us to a different conclusion. There's still about 100 leads that the FBI is following up on, and so the ongoing investigation continues.
Ongoing investigation continues, and one more thing from Kirby, just so he put everybody's mind at ease.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse. Nothing to see here. Please.
However, on the internet, you can count on this happening. Over at YouTube, I found this.
In the skies above the USA, drones fly free. No one knows what they say. Trump's the man, he's got the plan to clear the skies, take a stand, make us strong, we won't back down. Drones beware, you're gonna hit the ground.
Trump
the man, taking down the drones.
Talk Radio 680 WCBL. I'll post the entire video for you on Bruce's Brain in a little bit. Hey, listen, I want to tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice, Dr. Lazier, Dr. Doroshenko. They've been making my smile great again for years, and they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. The practice is cosmetic and advanced dentistry, and you can now check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth or that snaggle tooth or discolored teeth, maybe loose-fitting dentures have been driving you crazy, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done. Have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online, cosmeticdentistbaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799, and make your smile great again.
See you tomorrow at 6. God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.